Have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors. They include Russell Cleaning Service for carpet cleaning, the Shasta Athletic Club to keep you really fit, and Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor agent in Reading. Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dana Show.
Look, it's a pretty open and shut case. It is clear that Republicans have refused to act on a common sense measure that would prevent individuals with suspected ties to terrorism from being able to buy a gun. Right now, those individuals who we have concluded are too dangerous to board an airplane can walk into a gun store and buy a gun. That doesn't make any sense, and why Republicans allow that to happen is just beyond me. It makes no sense unless
Josh Earnest.
You factor in the fear that they have of the NRA.
Oh, my gosh. Every talking point, check. Somebody's going to get a bonus in their paycheck this week for hitting all of those talking points. So they've gone from trying to just simply pretend that this wasn't a terror attack in Orlando to making it completely about Republicans are trying to sell guns. They're selling guns to ISIS. No, that was the administration that did that with Fast and Furious and drug cartels, but I digress. So right now, on the floor of the House, House Democrats are staging a sit-in. A sit-in. And the C-SPAN cameras, I don't know, C-SPAN tweeted that they don't control the cameras or something to that effect. But they're conducting a sit-in. So you have John Lewis is leading it, apparently. There are a few other Democrats, and they're sitting on the floor, sitting on the floor. And they're doing it because they are demanding a vote on gun violence. That's what they've said. Now, I'm thinking about this. We did the pre-show on Facebook Live on the Dana Show page on Facebook. We did the pre-show, and when they mean we're going to we demand a vote on gun violence, like gun violence bad, gun violence good, like that is what you're talking about, be a little bit more specific. But John Lewis had tweeted he's mad because they're accusing Republicans, I guess, of cutting the cameras. I have no idea. But John Lewis says the time is always right to do right. That's what he tweeted just like 30 minutes ago. He tweeted, the time is always right to do right. Our time is now. Hashtag good trouble. Hashtag no more silence in caps lock. So the time to do right is always right. Wait, the time is always right to do right, except when they had the majority. You guys remember when they had the majority? Democrats had the majority in the House. Democrats had majority in the Senate, and they controlled the White House. Why didn't they do anything then? And then remember, for the first half of the president's, for half of that half, Democrats had a super majority until there were some special elections. A super majority meaning veto-proof, like wicked mega, they could have done whatever they wanted. And they didn't do anything then. So just like, why is it just now a situation? Because they can say, oh, well, there are more Republicans, so it's these Republicans that are preventing us from doing anything on gun violence now. It's crazy. It's like they always wait until they're the minority party, and then they blame Republicans on the fact that they don't have enough. They don't have enough, like, they don't have enough people there to vote to support their agenda, to support their proposals that they're putting forward. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. So this, they're literally sitting in the floor right now. Sitting in the floor. We're going to keep an eye on this because they've been tweeting up a storm. We're going to keep an eye on all of this. And we're also going to watch the Brexit stuff. So far, the polling, Brexit, you guys know that, Britain leaving the European Union. Right now, the polls show 42% want to remain, 49% want to leave. We're going to watch all of that. This is a poll of likely voters. It was taken June 16th through the 22nd, an EU referendum poll. Britain Elects had tweeted it out, so we're going to watch that as well. But in the meantime, happy Wednesday to you. I'm Dana Lash, Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. Second day that it's out in bookstores, out on bookshelves, and you can get it on Amazon. If you haven't gone to get your copy, make sure that you go and do so. And we're going to talk about how the progressives have already been having a fit over this. They've been so mad over this book. They've been trolling it because you can leave a review on Amazon for things that you haven't purchased, which I think is kind of crummy. I think you have to be able to, like, buy it if you're going to leave a, you know, particular, especially if it's a nasty review. So there have been progressives that did not like what I said, for instance, on Don Lemon's show on CNN last night, or a couple of them did not like what I had to say about gun rights on MSNBC this morning, or about Flyover Nation and the values that Flyover Nation has on MSNBC this morning. So they would go to the Amazon page and just be like, we don't like you. We don't like what you say. And they would give me a 1-star review. That has nothing to do with the book. So if you purchased it, I would so appreciate it if you went and left a nice review. It's at Amazon. Just search for Flyover Nation. And we'll talk about that coming up. A lot of things to get into today, including the more developments on the Orlando terror attack. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. First off, she's still not quite sure, like, what his motivation was. They also have no idea where this dude's wife is. Audio Sound by 29. She has no idea. Good job, because they have no idea where Omar Mateen's, you know, sympathetic, apparently, wife is. Listen.
Right now, I do not know exactly the answer to that. I believe she was going to travel, but I do not know exactly her location now.
Great. They have no idea where she is. I'm sure she's not doing anything terroristy. No clue where she is. Wasn't she the one who was texting? She was texting her husband, I love you, while he was shooting people in the Pulse nightclub. Like, I love you. Have fun at your terror attack today. Like, what do they text each other? Have a great terror day. Love you. Emoticon. Little heart emoji. No, they need to find this chick. They're so good at keeping track of things. This is the same DOJ. You know what? We're going to protect you. You don't need guns to protect yourself because we're going to protect you. We're going to protect you. We're going to protect you real good. Where's the terrorist wife? We don't know. Don't know. Sure, she's not going to try to kill anybody like her husband did. It's, you know, I'm pretty sure. No assurance that I can actually give you, but I'm just, you may be safe. That's what we're dealing with here right now. So they don't have any idea where the wife is. Don't you think that you would have, particularly since it sounded like she was an accomplice, don't you think that she should have at least been detained and charged? Is that too obvious? She knew that he was a nut. She knew he was planning this. She drove him to the nightclub. And they didn't bring her in. She said, well, I drove him to the nightclub and I tried to talk him out of it. And then she left and was texting him, I love you. And they have no idea where she is. It doesn't seem like they're real concerned at finding her either, because all the Democrats are sitting on the floor of the House right now. They don't seem real concerned about finding her. Or about doing, no, they want to, it's guns. It's all about guns. We're going to have a vote on gun violence. What kind of vote? What are you talking about? About guns. Want to vote on it. Like, as to have them or that they exist. Yes. I don't even know what we're dealing with right here. Is it, quick question, Kane, let me ask you this. Is it really a sit-in if there are no bongos present?
Wow, that's a loaded question. That's a loaded question.
Where are the bongos?
I'm offended you asked me.
Where's the kumbaya? Cue up the kumbaya, Marty. Where's the kumbaya? Is it really a sit-in if this isn't happening?
We now go live to Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
And we're broadcasting live from Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Just about time for first pitch here. Game two of a three-game series between the visiting Portland All-Stars and your hometown, Redding Colt 45s. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460 along with Matty Novelli. Also on KCNR1460.com for everybody not in the North State. We're about ready for first pitch here. I want to remind you tonight's game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Pitching tonight for the Colt 45s, Deion Heron, the lefty, making his first start in a couple weeks. Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So our thanks to them. And the first pitch from Heron misses outside ball one. Leading off for the Portland All-Stars is going to be Griffin Brandt in left field. He'll be followed by Matthew Colas in center and Garrett Moser, who's your pitcher tonight, also batting third. That one's in there for a call and strike from Heron. Heron out of Harris Stowe State University, pitching to his college teammate, catcher Jonathan Alvarez. That's a ground ball hit slowly. Coming up at short is Meinhofer, and he makes the play. Score that one 6-3 on the putout. One down here. So that'll bring up Colas after the ground out to lead off the game. Colas 1-for-2 last night with a single, also walked twice. First pitch is in there from Heron, 0-1. And that one misses now, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Redding and Anderson, now catering. Check out marysPizzaShack.com for their all-new catering menu. That ball's fouled away over the right side into the parking lot over there. It's 1-2 now. Beautiful day for baseball here at Tiger Field. Every seat in the shade from first pitch on. Officially 95 here, but much cooler on the stands. That ball is fouled out of play. Just staying alive there is Colas. Hitting in the two-hole tonight. He hit third last night. He bats here with one out and nobody on. Get you your 45's defense here in just 1 second. That ball in there. Called third strike on the inside corner. Nice pitch. And Heron gets him looking. Two down now with nobody out. Your defense for the 45's looks like this. At first base, Jared Bertotti. Second base, Ryan Torres-Torioka. Your shortstop tonight, Mickey Meinhofer. Third base is Jake Taylor. Out in left field, making his first start and his first appearance for the Redding Colt 45s out of Seattle University, Max Modeste. He'll be batting sixth and playing left. In center field, Ryan Williams leading the team in home runs with three. And in right field, Hunter Heath. He'll bat cleanup tonight. Here's the pitch there. First ball. Oh, and that one's off the foot of Heron. Fielding it at third is Taylor making the throw, and he's not going to get him, so... That'll be an infield single off the foot of the pitcher as he hit that one right up through the box. Umpire comes up and gives him some time, asking how he's doing. And it looks like he's going to, says he's good and we're ready to go here. So score that one, an infield single for Moser. One of the few times we've seen the pitcher in the lineup, usually they utilize a DH here. But of course, the team given the option. So. Yeah, exactly. That's an advantage when you have pitchers who can hit. I was joking about that the other day when someone mentioned Bumgarner to me, as Heron's going to take a couple warm-ups here just to make sure he's 100%. Talking about Bumgarner the other day with somebody and how he might be in the, he's campaigning hard to get in the home run derby, and if he took his home runs and averaged them out over 550 at bats, he'd average 30 home runs a season. And they said, I said, you know, Levon Hernandez, for those Giants fans who have been around for a long time, Levon Hernandez hung around in the league 5 years longer than he should have based on his pitching acumen just because he could hit and bunt. One of the better hitting pitchers. He was throwing 84-mile-per-hour junk up there towards the end, but part of that 2002 Giants World Series team that had four different starters with 15 wins or more. Levon Hernandez. Here's the two-out first pitch there to Heron. From Heron is the ground ball to short. Gets the put out at second. Torioka force out 6-4. We head to the bottom of the first in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Reading Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFore bringing you the broadcast here all summer long. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game two of three in a three-game series against these Portland All-Stars visiting. 45s won 8-1 last night. On the strength of six innings of one-run ball from Kyle Martin, and Jeff Angelo threw three innings to close it out. So a dominant pitching performance for the 45s. They got offense from up and down the lineup as everybody in the lineup reached base at least one time. Leading off tonight is going to be Ryan Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University. First pitch is a fastball there from the lefty Garrett Moser. And he misses 1-0. Torres Torioka fouls that one back. It's going to get out of play over the visiting dugout. Quick 0-2 here, or quick 1-1. Your lineup tonight looks like this. Ryan Torres Torioka batting first at second base. J.J. Hancock, the DH tonight in the two-hole. Ryan Williams batting third in center field. Hunter Heath in right field batting fourth. Jake Taylor at third batting fifth. Max Modeste making his debut tonight. Will hit sixth and play left field. Jared Bertotti from Simpson University. First base batting seventh. Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher, batting eighth at the, and ninth is Mickey Meinhofer at shortstop. Line drive to first base there from Torres Torioka right at him, so tough break as he put a good swing on it and lined it out there, but right at the first baseman. Scored that a line out to number three. One down here, that'll bring up Hancock. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Hancock and Heath, the only two straight lefties in the lineup tonight against the lefty starter. That ball is down in the dirt from Moser. Battle of Southpaws tonight. Dion Heron tossed a scoreless first for your hometown 45s. As that one is fouled down the first baseline on the ground by Hancock. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Reading and Anderson. Now catering, check out maryspizzashack.com for their all-new catering menu. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Breaking ball just barely fouled off there. 1-2 now. Moser now comes set, pitching exclusively from the stretch here. Called strike three, and that'll be a strikeout for Hancock. Breaking ball dropped right in there. Nice pitch. Two down now. That'll bring up Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University. Leading the team with home runs so far this year. Williams now steps in, and the first pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Good velocity here from the lefty, Moser. Here's the 0-1. That ball is a check swing. He did not go. This is below the zone, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, and that one misses down below the zone as well, 2-1 now. We'll play one more against Portland tomorrow night, 7:15 start time there as well. Then we welcome the Solano Mudcats to town on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Here's the 2-1 there. That's a ground ball back to the pitcher, and that should end the inning. And it does. So 1-2-3 inning there for the 45s. We head to the top of the second of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here, Reading Colt 45's locked in a 0-0 tie. Deion Heron getting ready to start his second inning of work. Matt Vick, the catcher, going to lead off for Portland. First pitch is in there for a strike from Heron, 0-1. That ball down below the zone. One ball and one strike now. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Reading. Now catering. Check out their entire catering menu on maryspizzashack.com. Our thanks to them for sponsoring the Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. Here's the 1-1 from Heron. That ball down below the knees as well. 2-1 now. That ball flown deep out into left center. It's going to get over Williams' head. That's going to be a double at least, and he's going to hold up at second. So leadoff double there for Matt Vick. Catcher hitting in the five hole tonight. Not in the lineup last night for the Portland All-Stars. So runner on second now. As he turned that one around, got it over the head of Ryan Williams in center. One out, runner on second. That'll bring up Zimmerman. 3-for-4 last night with three singles. Heron gets the sign from Alvarez, checks the runner, now comes set, kicks and fires. That's a little chopper out in front of the plate, and it glances off the shoulder of Zimmerman, so it's a foul ball. No balls, one strike. Checks the runner again. Now he comes set. The 0-1 to Zimmerman. Ball down in the dirt. Nice job by Alvarez to keep it in front of him. 1-1 now. That ball is grounded down the third baseline, foul. 1-2 now. A's drop a 4-2 game to Milwaukee today in Oakland. Giants still in the ninth officially, leading 7-6, trying to close out another win here. That ball is chopped down the third baseline, foul. So it'll stay 1-2 here. Up next will be Mulcahy, the right fielder. Was in left field last night, 0-2 with two walks. Heron trying to put away Zimmerman here with a man on second, nobody out. Here's another 1-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Second strikeout of the game for Heron. First one looking, that one swinging. That'll bring up Mulcahy, so a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. That ball is lined into left field on the first pitch for a single. Coming up throwing is the left fielder, and they're going to hold the runner wisely. Taylor cuts it off on the infield. That's a one-out single now. Runners on first and third, so score that a single for Mulcahy. Nice job going the other way. Vic moves up to third. That's going to bring up Everest Webster, your shortstop tonight for the visiting Portland All-Stars. Comes up with two on and one out, I should say. That ball is fouled back, 0-1 here. Scoreless tie here in the top of the second, but the Portland All-Stars have runners on first and third with one down. 0-1 count to the number 8 hitter, shortstop Everett Webster. Not in the lineup last night. As the 45s won last night's game 8-1 in convincing fashion. Here's the 0-1 from Heron. Runner on first goes. That's a line drive into right field, and it's going to drop down. Pass first base, heading over to third. Is Mulcahy, and a well-executed hit and run there as Webster just serves it out into right field. That's an RBI single. It's 1-0 Portland here as they get on the board first. Vic comes around to score. Mulcahy over to third. And we're right back where we started, first and third with one out. And Cataray coming out to talk to the umpire, and he's saying maybe somebody missed the base. Not sure what the conversation is here. Justin Henningsen will bat next. He's the number 9 hitter and second baseman for the Portland All-Stars. And not sure that anything's going to change here. Maybe just letting him know. He saw something out there. Nonetheless, here, number 9 hitter steps in. Runners on first and third. One down here. One run already home. It's 1-0 Portland here in the top of the second. Heron trying to roll a double play ball. Torres Torioka shading towards second for just that opportunity. That ball down in the dirt. Nice job by Alvarez there. 1-0 now. Here's the 1-0 from Heron. He kicks and fires. That ball is grounded to the pitcher. 1-6-3, double play. That's how you do that, folks. Rolls the double play to get out of the inning and preserve the scoreless tie. We head to the bottom of the second. It's 0-0. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here from Tiger Field. 45's down 1-0 as the Portland All-Stars push across one run. In the top of the second, leading off is going to be right fielder Hunter Heath. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Now catering. Check out their full menu, including catering menu, at maryspizzashack.com. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. That ball down to the dirt now, 1-1. To Shawnee, Oklahoma's own Hunter Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist University. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball that doesn't break. 2-1 now. Swing and a miss on a ball down and in. Nice pitch there from Moser. 2-2 now. Jake Taylor, the third baseman, on deck. That ball very high up and in as he has to bend back out of the way. 2-2 now. Or 3-2, pardon me. Great weather down here at Tiger Field. It's hot in Redding, but we're all in the shade here. Every seat at Tiger Field in the shade. Foul back to the screen there. Still 3-2. Heath giving him a good battle here. You can get the entire schedule on RedingCool45s.com. Game 2 of a 3-game series here. We'll do it again tomorrow night at the same time, 7:15, as well as Friday and Saturday against the Solano Mudcats. 6 p.m. start on Sunday. That's a fly ball foul down the left field line. Looks playable. Cutting over is the third baseman, and he's unable to make the play. That's Blake Herman giving chase there. Good effort. Had a long way to go, but just unable to bring it in. Count remains 3-2 here. On Heath, making him throw a lot of pitches.
Everybody clap your hands.
Good crowd here tonight. Still some good seats left. Come down and enjoy Redding Colt 45's baseball at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. That's $5 you'll spend all summer. Here's another 3-2. That ball was a called third strike, and Heath knew it. As he walks back to the dugout, he's upset with himself. Watch the good one go there. One down here. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. He'll be followed by his college teammate, Max Modeste, also out of Seattle University. He'll be making his Colt 45's debut at the plate here, following Jake Taylor. First pitch is in there for a strike in the outside corner. Nice pitch there from Moser. Three players from Seattle University here. First, we had Jake Taylor come up, and then we had Sean Sutton make his debut last night with a double in his first at-bat. That ball down in the dirt now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here. In the bottom of the second, 1-0 Portland. 45's trying to get something going here. Number five hitter, Jake Taylor, stands in with one out, nobody on. Yeah, John Sutton last night made his debut at first base. And tonight, Max Modeste going to get the start in left field. That ball up and away. 2-1 now. This is game number 16 out of 45 on the season. Again, you can get the whole schedule on readingcolt45s.com. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Nice change of speed there from the lefty, Moser. Taking his time now comes Sed, ready with the 2-2. Kicks and fires. Taylor lines it down the right field line. That's hooking foul. It'll stay 2-2 here. Moser in no hurry here. Gets the sign now, kicks and fires. There's the 2-2 breaking ball down there. Good take by Taylor. That one bounced on or near the plate. It's a full count, so. Second batter here in a row to go to a full count. Shadows creeping across the infield here. Pitcher still in the sun. That's a line drive to left. That's a solid single. First base runner of the game for the 45s, and Jake Taylor continues his offensive display. He's been a money hitter for Greg Cattaray's Colt 45s ever since he got here. Hit a grand slam in his first start a couple weekends ago against the Redding Tigers. And four RBIs on his way to a player of the game honors that night. He's hit second, he's hit fifth, he's hit sixth. Wherever Cattaray puts him, Jake Taylor hits. And here comes his college teammate, Max Modeste, also a left-handed hitter. So he'll come up with one out and one on. First ball is in there for a strike. We were talking to Sean Sutton last night in the postgame show, and he was saying that of all three guys on the Seattle University roster who are playing for the 45s here, that Modeste probably has the most pop out of all of them. So that's saying something, considering we've seen Jake Taylor go deep and put the ball in the gap several times. Sean Sutton had a ringing double last night deep to center field in his first at-bat. We'll see what Modeste can do here. It's 1-1 so far. That ball misses as well, too. 2-1 now. And we do have a final from Pittsburgh. The Giants win 7-6 over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Law getting the win there. That ball way inside. It's 3-1 here, and Modeste's got a hitter's count here. We'll see if he wants to start Taylor over at first. He's got a good size lead. He's got a good lean on. There he goes. That ball is down low, and it's going to be a ball. So Modeste walks. No throw down to second. No stolen base. Free nanny feet there. So in his first plate appearance as a 45, Max Modeste walks on a 3-1 pitch. First and second now with one out. That'll bring up the switch hitting first baseman and Simpson Redhawk Jared Bertotti. Bertotti not in the lineup last night, but over the weekend against the B-52s, his last game he was 2-for-5 with an RBI. First ball misses there, 1-0. On deck is Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher. First and second now here. 45's threatening. Runners not being held on very close there. Here's the 1-0. Bertotti takes the strike. 1-1 now. Portland Portland playing him to pull, giving him the right field line. And a big part of the right side of the infield is the second baseman shading toward the bag. There's the 1-1 pitch. That ball down low. Nice job there by the catcher, Vic, just to stay in front of that one here. It's 2-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Check out marysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu. Now catering. They've got a monster pizza. It's got my name on it here later this week. It's 2-1 here. Here's the 2-1 now, and a breaking ball. Kind of a Bugs Bunny curveball there, as we've seen mostly fastballs and changeups here from Moser, but he had a big loopy curveball there, called a ball now, 3-1. So 3-1 here, Bertotti with a hitter's count. Runners on first and second. Portland leading 1-0, but 45's threatening here. The Simpson University Red Hawk looking for something he can step into here. And a fake to second, no throw. Taylor scampers back. Moser now comes set, gets the sign, he's ready. Here's the 3-1. That ball misses down low as well, so two straight walks here following the one-out single. And we've got a bases-loaded situation here for catcher Jonathan Alvarez. Alvarez also out of Harris Stowe State University by way of Venezuela. College teammate of Deion Heron, his battery mate tonight. Alvarez, part of that three-headed catcher platoon. First pitch is in there for a strike at the knees. True Blood, the DH last night, as Ignacio Diaz got the started catcher. And tonight, Alvarez behind the plate. Here's the 0-1. That ball down low, 1-1 now. First and third baseman, even with the bag, trying to knock something down, cut the runner down at home. Middle infielders shading toward double play depth here. Is the 1-1. That ball is fouled back. Good pitch to hit there from Alvarez. He'd probably like to get that one again. 1-2 now. That ball is grounded down the third baseline. Foul. Pass Taylor there. Count remains 1-2. Jake Taylor at third, Modeste at second, Bertotti at first for Jonathan Alvarez. Mickey Beinhoffer on deck, the shortstop. Here's the 1-2. That ball very close but low, 2-2. Giants win 7-6, A's dropped their game 4-2. Is Oakland having a hard time this season with the bats? Breaking ball, and that ball is flat out to right. Should be deep enough to score the runner. Now coming in, we'll see if he chooses to test him. It's a throw to the plate. He is going to be out. That's a double play. Nice throw from right field, and that'll end the inning. And end the bases-loaded rally. So the 45 strand three. And run themselves out of the inning. It's still 1-0. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here at Tiger Field. Deion Heron getting ready to start his third inning work. It's 1-0 Portland. Leading off the inning is going to be the top of the lineup, Griffin Brandt. 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Redding and Anderson. Now catering, check out marysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu, as well as their catering menu. I'm looking at it right now, a 22-inch party pizza divided into 44 appetizer-sized servings. So if you've got a you and 40 friends, call up Mary's Pizza Shack. Get yourself a 22-inch party pizza. Proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. So here's Brandt, grounded out to short in the first to lead off the game. And Heron gets a pitch that appeared to be on the outside corner, but a little bit low perhaps. 1-0 now. Wasting no time, comes right back, and that one also misses, possibly outside now. 2-0. Called strike there on 2-0 now, 2-1. That ball misses inside, so a 3-1 count here on Brandt, the left fielder. Colas on deck, he struck out in the first. Heron winds and fires, here's the 3-1, that one is down below the zone. And a 5-pitch walk to lead off the third. Heron rolled a double play to end the bottom or the top of the second inning. With runners on first and third, he's got a runner on first here, nobody out. He's got so much natural sink to those pitches. Not unusual to see him get a lot of ground balls. Brandt takes his lead. Bluffs this deal. Now that's going to be a ground ball to short. 6-4. And no, he's not going to be able to get him at first as Colas beats it out. Flashing the good speed there. Call that a fielder's choice. 6-4. I just feel those double plays coming. Like, I just.
Oh, no. I feel like the.
That'll bring up Garrett Moser. He's 1-for-1 with a single. Beautiful day for baseball here as the shadows now envelop all but the outfield. We're under the lights. Dusk fast approaching here. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there from Heron as Moser way out in front of the breaking ball there. Moser the beer batter tonight. If he strikes out, the rest of this half inning and the bottom half of the inning, all fans here at Tiger Field get a dollar off beer. So an extra cheering incentive there for the fans. Here's the 0-1 from Heron. And that's a breaking ball again that he just barely gets a piece of there. Well, again, way out in front of it, fouls it back. 0-2. Brandt at first with a good size lead. Heron gets the sign from Alvarez. Now comes set. Checks the runner. Kicks and fires. And ball is down and away. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes now here to the pitcher, Moser. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, and he just cues it off the end of the bat. Foul down the third base line. That one had some side spin on it. Just barely staying alive, and he's not picking up that breaking ball from Heron as he's had three looks at it and has not put a good swing on it yet. Either that or he's absolutely sitting fastball. Down 1-2 here. He's got to get in defend mode. One down, runner on first. 1-2 count here on the number three hitter, pitcher Garrett Moser. Heron is ready now. Here's the 1-2. Slide step. Just missed the outside corner now. 2-2. Tried to quick pitch him there a little bit and looks like he might have caught him off guard, but unable to hit that corner. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball. He struck him out. And a cheer goes up from the fans here as another breaking ball. And Moser can just wave at it. Third strikeout of the game in as many innings for Heron. That'll bring up Blake Herman with two down and a runner on first now. Herman grounded into a fielder's choice to shortstop his last time up over one. Herman, a night to forget last night, 0-for-4 in the cleanup hole. He steps in here ahead 1-0. Portland trying to stretch out that lead here, but just a runner on first with two down in the top of the third. First pitch is on the corner there. Nice pitch from Heron for a strike. Herman now back in the box. He's ready to go. That ball is down low. 1-1 now. Heron now ready. Here's the 1-1. That ball is below the zone as well now. 2-1. Get you some scores from around the majors here. Marlins beat the Braves 3-0. Yankees over the Rockies 9-8 in interleague play. Mets over the Royals 4-3. Angels fall to the Astros 3-2. And the Cubs with a rare loss on the season, losing to the Cardinals today 7-2. 2-1 now. Here's Heron's pitch. Runner goes. Throw down to second and no chance as he's got it stolen easily. Colas flies into second. Great jump there. So with two outs, we've got a runner on second now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Runner on second in a 1-0 ball game. Aaron's already obliged the fans here by striking out the beer batter. He can get out of the inning here with one more strike on Blake Herman, who struck out twice last night. Here's the 2-2. That ball's a chopper. Charging it as Meinhofer takes it on the big hop at short. Easy play. Scored 6-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the third here. It's 1-0 Portland. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third here from Tiger Field, Redding Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Portland up 1-0. First pitch to Mickey Meinhofer is a strike. First at bat of the game for Meinhofer in the 9-hole tonight. Following him will be Torioka at the top of the lineup and J.J. Hancock. Swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 here. Called strike, swinging strike from Moser. And now Vic wants to go out and talk to Moser about it at the mound, so see what they decide to do here on 0-2. Fastball outside, 1-2 now. Meinhofer out of El Dorado Hills, California. Playing at Regis University. Here's the 1-2 to him. Breaking ball. That one is chopped up the middle. Taking on the big hop out there at short, and nice scoop over at first by Zimmerman. Tough play there, but he makes the play, scooping it out of the dirt. 6-3 on the putout. Meinhofer's retired. That'll bring up Ryan Torres, Torioka, out of Honolulu, Hawaii. He'll come up here with one out, nobody on. Today's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Redding and Anderson. Check out maryspizzashack.com for their entire menu, including their catering menu. Our thanks to Mary's Pizza Shack for sponsoring Redding 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Big breaking ball doesn't quite break back over the plate. 1-0 here. Hancock on deck. Torioka trying to reach here with one out, nobody on. He check swings but unable to hold up. That's a strike. 1-1 now. That ball at the letters. And called a strike. 1-2 now. On Ryan Torres, Torioka. That ball is fouled out of play into the parking lot. We'll do it again. 1-2. Picking up with the scores around the league. Toronto beats Arizona 5-2 in interleague play. San Diego falls to Baltimore 7-2. Detroit beats Seattle 5-1. Tampa Bay falls to Cleveland 6-1. White Sox beat the Red Sox 8-6. That ball very high. Now 2-2. Texas beats Cincinnati 6-4. The rest of your game still in action. Of course, you're disappointed to see the United States fall to Argentina last night in the Copa America semifinal. Of course, the great Messi, considered by many to be the greatest player in the world right now, leading Argentina to a convincing 4-0 victory. I don't know that anybody was really surprised at that one. But a nice run for the U.S. men's national team all the way to the semifinal. I don't think many people had them going that far. Here's the 2-2. And Torioka just kind of serves it out into right now. Perfect at-bat. Hit them where they ain't. As he took a breaking ball, waited on it nicely, and looked like he hit it with a ping-pong paddle over the first baseman. But perfectly placed. That's a single by Ryan Torres, Torioka. So the spark plug at the top of the lineup reaches base as he's been doing all summer long so far here. Again, we're in game 16 out of 45, just barely a third of the way through the season. You can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. Every game brought to you by yours truly and Matty Novelli here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Hancock with the ground ball to first, tagging the bag for the force out and then throwing to second to try and get the 1-6 double play, but too late as Torioka slides in, so that'll be a ground out. Three unassisted for Hancock. Moving to second is Torres Torioka, and that'll bring up Ryan Williams. Grounded out his first time. Leading the team with home runs so far here with three. Moser gets the sign, checks the runner now, comes set and fires. That ball misses way outside, 1-0. Torres Torioka takes his lead off second. Now here's the 1-0. That ball is driven to left field very high down the left field line. Looks like it's going to be out of play, but is it going to hang up enough? And no, that ball drops down in foul territory. So good effort out there in left by Brandt, but unable to track it down. One ball, one strike here on Ryan Williams. Two down, runner on second. Torioka would be the tying run. Runner goes to third. Call is a ball, and Torioka steals it easily. Great jump there by the Hawaii Pacific infielder. And he's to third on a stolen base now. Still two down. Williams in RBI mode here. Ahead in the count, 2-1. Here's the pitch. That ball is fouled out of play. It'll be 2-2 now. On deck would be Heath. Should Williams reach, two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the third, we got a good ball game going here. 1-0, Portland leading. That ball misses high now, 3-2. So full count here. They're making Moser work this inning. One thing I will say for our 45s here, they do work the count. Ball's a foul out of play again. We'll line up and do it one more time. A good mix of being aggressive early in the count as well as working the count so far this season by the 45s. Here's another 3-2 to Williams. That ball's a called third strike, and that'll end the inning. So Torioka stranded at third, and the 45s failed to score. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 1-0 Portland. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226 226- 9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetwise.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball. It's 1-0. The visiting Portland All-Stars clinging to a one-run lead. As Deion Herron gets ready to start at the top of the fourth here.
Pitcher number 40, Matt.
It's going to be Vic Zimmerman and Mulcahy. Vic led off the second with a double and scored the first run of the ball game. And that's where we stand, 1-0. The smoke from the barbecue wafting across the field here. Got tri-tip and burgers and dogs, as well as a full snack bar. Foothill and Redding distributing both out here, slinging their wares. We had a beer batter strikeout already once earlier this game. A good time being had by all here. Down at Tiger Field, first pitch from Herron is a ball to Vic, 1-0. And he winds and fires. Here's the 1-0. That ball is fouled straight back, and that one caught Alvarez. And a professional courtesy here from the umpire, throwing out a new ball to the pitcher and taking a little bit of a walk to give Alvarez a minute. A thankless job behind the plate. You got to be tough to play catcher, and Alvarez is a tough guy. He's going to strap it on and go again here. It's 1-1. Herron gets the sign. Now he's ready. That ball misses 2-1 now. Of course, the big sports news of the day. Derrick Rose traded from the Chicago Bulls to the New York Knicks. Big trade right after the NBA Finals. The season's not even cold yet. We're already gearing up for next season. 3-1 as he misses down below the zone there to Vic. Herron now kicks and fires, and that ball is also low. Leadoff walk here to the catcher. That'll bring up Zimmerman. Struck out in the second. 3-for-4 last night. Nice game for Trevor Zimmerman, the first baseman. Herron in the stretch now. Here's the first pitch. That ball is driven to left center field and deep. Headed way back is Modeste. And he's going to make the play on the run. Nice job there by Max Modeste, covering a lot of ground as he was playing Zimmerman to pull. That ball toward the left center field gap had a long way to go. Caught it on the run. Nicely done by the Seattle University left fielder Max Modeste, making his Colt 45's debut here tonight. Walked in his first plate appearance, but that's the first defensive play we've seen him make. One out now, runner on first. That'll bring up Mulcahy. Mulcahy singled to left in the center, in the second, I should say. And he hit him on the first pitch. Is that one a breaking ball that didn't quite break? And it ends up hitting him on the inside of the right arm. So hit by a pitch for Mulcahy. Vic up to second. Score Zimmerman a fly out to 7. Mulcahy a hit by a pitch. That's going to bring up number 4. Everest Webster singled in the lone run of the game. Vic in the second inning. Runners on first and second here with one down. Herron kicks and fires that ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Redding and Anderson. Hit up marysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu, including their new catering menu. Mary's Pizza now catering. Get yourself a 22-inch party pizza. Serves 40. That's a ground ball. Hit softly. Torioka only play is going to be at first. So essentially a swing and bunt there. Moves both runners up. So second and third now here with two down. Score 4-3 on the put out there for Webster. That'll bring up Henningsen. Henningsen grounded into an inning-ending double play in the second. Hit it right back to Heron to start the 1-6-3 DP. Steps in here with runners on second and third and two down. First pitch from Heron is a strike, 0-1. Heron comes set now, ready. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses. 1-1. One ball, one strike to the number 9 hitter, second baseman Henningsen, number 27. And he hit him. Fastball got away from him a little bit. Hit him on the leg, so bases are loaded here for the top of the lineup. Two hit batsmen on the inning for Heron, as he's fighting himself a little bit out there. Now talking to his catcher, Alvarez. So here's Brandt. Brandt has grounded out to short and walked. He's 0 for 1. Playing left field tonight. Last night he was at second base. So two down, bases loaded in a 1-0 ball game. Dion Heron facing the leadoff hitter here for the Portland All-Star, Garrett Brandt. First pitch is down in the dirt, 1-0. And Heron playing with fire here. A walk and two hit batsmen have loaded the bases here with two down. Gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he's ready with the 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Big cut by Brandt there. Came up empty. One and one here, Heron. Checks the runners, now fires. That ball was flied out to shallow center field. Going out is Torioka, now being called off by the center fielder Williams, and that'll end the inning. So Heron strands three, puts up another scoreless inning, leaves the bases full. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Portland. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Reading Colt 45's Baseball. Leading off the bottom of the fourth is going to be Hunter Heath. He's 0 for 1. 1-0 Portland here. Locked up in a pitcher's duel. And Heath takes the first pitch strike there. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters for your Reading Colt 45s. Heath, Jake Taylor, and Max Modeste. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball too high. 1-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Reading. Check out MarysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu, including their new catering menu. That's MarysPizzaShack.com. Proud supporters of the Reading Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. One ball, one strike here on Heath. Here's the pitch from Moser. That ball's down low. 2-1 now. Weather's cooled off here at Tiger Field. It's very comfortable now in the shade. We're down in the 80s now. On a sultry day in Redding, California, it's 3-1 here on Heath. That ball is a strike on the outside corner. 3-2 now. Several hitters going to full counts here already. First two times through the lineup. Seeing a lot of pitches from Moser. That ball is driven down the left field line. Out in the left center field gap, and it's actually going to be taken in left center, so that's a flyout. A couple steps in front of the warning track. Score that a flyout to number 8. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. He singled in the second. He was stranded at third. Taylor out of Boise, Idaho, by way of Seattle University. Steps in here with one out, nobody on. That big curveball drops in there. First time tonight he's gotten it over. That is a big, slow curveball, especially considering he's got pretty good pop on the fastball. Very wide variance there in speed, and it's hard to look for that one. 0-1 here to Taylor. There's the fastball, and he misses outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 ball game. That ball is a little nubber, and it's going to be a tough play at short, and he got him. Nice play out there at shortstop for the Portland All-Stars. That's Everest Webster. 6-3 on the putout. Because Taylor looked like he got jammed. It was a little nubber over the pitcher's head charging it. Was Webster and making a strong throw to first. So two down, nobody on here for Modeste. A left fielder, he walked his first time up. Breaking ball below the zone, 1-0. Modeste out of Roseville, California, playing up at Seattle University. Just finished his freshman year up there. Called strike makes it 1-1 now. On deck would be Jared Bertotti. Swing and a miss by Modeste. It's 1-2 here. One and two now here. Moser taking a long look in. Now gets the sign. Kicks and fires. And that one's fouled back. Still 1-2 here. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down in the dirt. He struck him out. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fifth. It's 1-0 Portland. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReddingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here on KCNR, Kyle DeFore and Matty Nivelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Game 16 out of 45 on the season. You can get the entire schedule at ReddingColt45s.com. This is game two of a three-game series against these Portland All-Stars. Redding won 8-1 last night, currently trailing 1-0. It's a pitcher's duel here as Deion Herron takes the mound for his fifth inning of work. And he's going to face the 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup. It's going to be Colas, Moser, and Herman. Colas 0-2. He struck out and hit into a fielder's choice. Also stole the base. First pitch misses 1-0. Second one is down low, 2-0 now. Aaron now ready. Here's the 2-0. Outside 3-0 now. Still trying to find the range here. He's pitched out of trouble in a couple different innings. But behind here, 3-0, to Matthew Colas, center fielder. For the visiting Portland All-Stars, on deck would be the pitcher, Garrett Moser. That one misses just a bit outside, so a four-pitch walk to start the frame, and Alvarez is going to go out and have a word with him. Got activity down in the bullpen. That's Jeff Ahern, the lefty. Former Anderson Cub, now down at CSU Monterey Bay. Former Cub, now he's an Otter. Not sure if that's an upgrade or a downgrade, animal-wise, from Cub to Otter. Either way, it's his second straight year with the 45s. Our lone returning member from last year's Reading Colt 45s. Brand new roster this year, with the exception of the semi-hometown Anderson Cub. Nah, he's a hometown Cub. That's Shasta County. It all counts. We love you, Anderson. 1-0 here from Herron as he's really fighting himself. Five straight balls here to start the top of the fifth. Runner takes his lead at first. Comes set. Here's the 1-0. Outside now, 2-0. One nothing ball game here in the top of the fifth. It's been all pitching so far. Herron ready now with the 2-0. That one skips past to Alvarez through his legs. That's going to allow the runner to head up to second. It's 3-0 here now. So Colas up to second. Moser now with a 3-0 count in the driver's seat. First base now open. Here's the 3-0 from Herron. And that's a four-pitch walk, so first two batters. First two batters walk. Aaron Fasking, Barrick Fasking, the pitching coach for the Reading Colt 45, is going to come out and talk to Deion Herron as Ahern continues to warm down in the bullpen. Still just 1-0 here. As Heron's pitched out of trouble in the second and the fourth. want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Go to marysPizzaShack.com for their new catering menu. And have them cater your special event, graduations, parties, you name it. That's Mary's Pizza Shack at marysPizzaShack.com. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Blake Herman now going to come up. He's grounded out to short twice. And that would be a very welcome sight for the 45s if they might be able to turn two on one here. Infielder shading toward the bag. In double play depth. Now Meinhofer drops back a little deeper. Runners go. And down to second. And Cola steals third easily. Moser, thinking perhaps he wasn't going to have a throw, was dead to rights, 15 feet away from the bag before he stopped and tried to go the other way, and he's chased down by Meinhofer midway between first and second for the first out of the inning. So advancing to third with a stolen base is Colas. Moser with a caught stealing. One down, runner on third here. Herman now, as that ball was a called strike, bases a 0-1 count. Heron's ready. Here's the 0-1. That ball down in the dirt. And it kicks past Alvarez. He's going to throw it back to the plate and not in time, as sliding home and scoring is Matthew Colas. It's 2-0. 2-0 Portland here on a passed ball. Two nothing Portland, one out here in the top of the fifth. One run home here, nobody on, one out. Cleanup hitter Herman with a 1-1 count from Deion Heron. Vic DeFaro, the catcher. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. He's also scored a run. The 1-1 from Heron. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch, 1-2. So Heron in the driver's seat now, 1-2 count. That ball is fouled away. It'll stay 1-2. Good crowd here tonight on a... We're under the lights, just about dusk here. Right at 8:30 in a 2-1 or 2-0 ball game here. A pitcher's duel in the top of the fifth. That's a line drive into right field, and Herman's going to have his first hit of the series. 0-for-4 last night and 0-for-2 tonight, so he gets off the schneid with a single. And with one out, there's a runner on first here. That's going to bring up Vic. Doubled and scored the first run of the game in the second. Drew a walk in the fourth. He's 1-for-1.
Catcher number 40, that's Vic.
So Heron now comes set, gets the sign from Alvarez. First pitch to Vic. Breaking ball down, 1-0. Comes set now, ready with the 1-0 here. It is Heron. Runner bluffs a couple steps towards second and then bounces back. 2-0 now. Heron would like nothing more than to roll a double play ball here. Torioka shading slightly toward the bag at second. Here's the 2-0. That ball down low, 3-0 now. And Heron visibly frustrated with himself out there, as he's had a hard time finding the strike zone here. Rick Three balls, no strikes here. One out, runner on first. In a 2-0 ball game, Portland leading the hometown 45s. That ball's in there for a strike, 3-1 now. Here's the 3-1 from Heron. And that one misses, and he walks him. So Herman to second, Vic to first. And it looks like that's going to be all for Dion Heron, and it will be. We're going to take a short 60-second break here on a pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Jeff Ahern taking the mound here in relief of Dion Heron. It's a 2-0 ball game here in the top of the fifth. Visiting Portland All-Stars, leading your hometown 45s, and the former Anderson Cub now down at CSU Monterey Bay will take over with one out here in the fifth. Ahern wears a lot of hats here for the 45s. We've seen him start at DH, first base, and pitcher. He's also started and been a relief pitcher. And he looks like he's ready to go. So with a runner on first and second, that's going to bring up Zimmerman. He's 0 for 2. He's struck out and flied out. Herman on second, Vic on first, one down here. Jeff Ahern getting ready to throw his first pitch. First pitch misses there on the outside, 1-0. Ahern, the sign from Alvarez, now comes set. Here's the 1-0. Foul out of play. 1-1 now. That one bangs off one of the posts and into the bleachers there. Souvenir for a fan. 1-1, one strike, one out, two men on here. Top of the fifth in a two-run ball game. Jeff Ahern trying to keep this one right where it is at 2-0. Lines and fires, that's a ground ball. That's a line drive through the right side, past a diving Torioka. Coming up throwing is Heath, and a wise stop at third by Herman. But that single will load the bases, so a nice at-bat there by Zimmerman. He didn't try to do too much with it, just served it out into right. Let the pitch and the location do the work. That'll bring up Mulcahy. He's 1-for-1. He's also drawn a walk. Steps in now. The bases loaded in. One out here. Big hitter here for the Colt 45s, Jeff Ahern. First pitch in there for a strike with a fastball. 0-1. Now Alvarez is going to go out and talk to Ahern here. Lefty on lefty matchup. Mulcahy in right field tonight. He was in left field last night. 0-for-2, drew two walks. hearing in the windup now. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball right by him. 0-2 here. Portland with one run across here already in the fifth, threatening for more. Bases loaded, one down, but it's a quick 0-2 count on Jeff Ahern here. And a fastball outside, 1-2 now. One ball, two strike count. Ahern now in the windup. That's a ground ball hit hard to short. 6-4-3 double play. That ends the inning. Well done by Jeff Ahern. And they limit the damage to one. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0 Portland. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Reading Colt 45's down 2-0 here as we head to the bottom of the fifth. Jared Bertotti, the switch hitting first baseman, going to lead off. He's the number 7 hitter. Walked his first time up. He's 0-0. First pitch is down low from Moser. So that closes the line on Deion Heron. 4.1 innings pitched, 3 strikeouts, 5 walks, 5 hits, 2 runs, and 2 hit batsmen. Called strike there to Bertotti. 1-1 now. 7-8-9 hitters here for the Reading Colt 45s this inning. That's a fly ball out to center field. Should be playable. And he is retired. Colas comes in and makes the play. Scored a fly out to number 8. One down here for Jonathan Alvarez.
Now batting for the 45, from Harris Stowe College, catcher number 30, Jonathan Alvarez.
Alvarez flew out to right field, and thrown out at the plate was Jake Taylor trying to score, so technically a hit into a double play last time. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Reading and Anderson. Visit marysPizzaShack.com for their new catering menu. Have them cater your event, party, you name it. Mary's Pizza Shack, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Vic wants to talk to his pitcher, Moser, about how they're going to approach catcher Jonathan Alvarez here with one out and nobody on. On deck, Mickey Meinhofer. Locked up in a tight one here. It's 2-0 Portland in a pitcher's duel. That's a breaking ball that's very high and outside. 2-0 now. Comes in now, he's ready. And ball in there for a strike, 2-1. Forty-five's trying to break through here on... That's a line drive deep into left center field. Rushing over and making the play, and nicely done. In left field for Portland is Griffin Brandt, a leadoff hitter out there, making a catch on the run on a hard hit line drive headed toward the gap. So two down now here. That'll bring up Meinhofer. He's 0-1 with a ground out. Moser pitching exclusively from the stretch here gets his sign. First pitch to Meinhofer, swing and a miss on a fastball, 0-1. A reminder, we've got another game for you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and every night through Sunday. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. One more tomorrow night against these Portland All-Stars and then three against the Solano Mudcats over the weekend. That ball is down in the dirt. And he misses. Then two against the Humboldt Crabs next week. And starting July 1st, we've got baseball 10 days in a row. The 1st through the 10th, and then the Reading Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp again in July, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So if you've got young, aspiring baseball players, sign them up for the Reading Colt 45's Summer Youth Camp. Go to ReadingColt45s.com for more info there. Had one already the 13th, 14th, and 15th of this month, and the kids absolutely loved it. And a foul ball there off the catcher's helmet and kicked over the net right to us. He's about to put my hand out. It's about 10 feet in front of us here. Got to bring your glove, folks. They're not just for kids. They're for self-defense, too. One ball and two strike here on Meinhofer with two down. In the home half of the fifth, this game's zipping right along. Two misses, and it's going to be a full count here. On deck is Torres Torioka. He's the top of the lineup. Meinhofer trying to reach here. Full count. Here's the pitch. That ball is grounded hard towards third. Up with it is Herman, and he makes the play 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the sixth. It's 2-0 Portland. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Jeff Ahern getting ready to start his first full inning of work here. He came in and relieved in the fifth and rolled a double play to get out of the inning. He pitches here to Justin Henningsen. Everest Webster, sorry. That's the shortstop, Webster. Had an RBI single his first time to drive in the first run of the game in the second. Also grounded out second in the fourth. One for two. Fouls that one back. It's 1-1 here. Ahern kicks and fires, and that ball is fouled back as well. 1-2 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Redding and Anderson. Now catering. Check out marysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu as well as their new catering menu. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Our thanks to Mary's Pizza Shack. Here's Ahern with the 1-2. Winds and fires. That ball is very high. 2-2. Two and two now. Here's Ahern. Fastball very high. Easy take there for Henningsen. Pardon me, Webster. I keep wanting to say Henningsen. He's the next guy up. That is a three pitch. There's a full count walk there for Webster. So for the third inning in a row, checked out the fourth inning in a row, leadoff man draws a walk for Portland. That'll bring up the number nine hitter, Henningsen, the second baseman. Swing and a miss as Ahern blew it right by him, 0-1. That ball chopped foul. It's a quick 0-2 here on Henningsen. Oh and 2 pitch here coming from Ahern. Now he comes set. Checks the runner. Fires and that ball is fouled back out of play. We'll line up and do it again one more time. 0-2 here. 2-0 Portland in the top of the sixth. It's been a pitcher's duel. Deion Heron started for the 45. Jeff Ahern relieved in the fifth. Snap throw over to first and back is Webster. Ahern with another 0-2 to Henningsen here. Kicks and fires. That ball is fouled back as well. Still 0-2. Another 0-2 coming from Ahern to Henningsen here. And same result. Foul back to the screen. Count remains 0-2. Checks the runner now, ready with another 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Ahern persists and gets the first strikeout of the inning on Henningsen. One out, runner on first. That'll bring up Brandt, top of the lineup. 0-2. He's also drawn a walk. One out, one on here for top of the lineup Brandt. Ahern outside for a ball. On this day in baseball history, 1993, 45-year-old White Sox catcher Carlton Fisk catches his 2,226th game to surpass Bob Boone as the all-time leader in games caught. Played a 24-year career, including 11, with the Red Sox, of course, most famous for that. Waving the home run back fair in the playoffs, that famous, unforgettable image. Willing the ball back fair. One of the great moments in playoff baseball history. Carlton Fisk, Hall of Famer. Here's a one ball, one strike, one out. Runner on first. And the throw over to first, and runner is back. Ahern slowing things down here with a man on base now. Here's the 1-1 to Brandt. That ball is flied to right. Heath coming in and now charging it. And that ball is going to get down, and it's going to be a force out at second base as he faked out the runner. Nice job there by Hunter Heath, making it look like he was going to make the catch, and he kind of deked the runner and had plenty of time to get the force out. Scored that one 9-6 on the putout, the always common 9-6 putout. It'll technically go as a fielder's choice, as Brandt will end up at first. Webster is forced at second. So two down, runner on first here for Colas. He's struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice, and walked. He also has two stolen bases. And he scored a run. First pitch is over there for a strike with the fastball 0-1. Ahern now comes set, checks the runner, kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball. Nice pitch there on the outside corner. 0-2 now. So fastball, curveball, and he gets a strike with both of them. And he's in the driver's seat here. Snap throw over to first, checking Brandt. Trying to get him to lean the wrong way there, but he's back. Ahern now comes set, ready with the 0-2. Gets a sign from Alvarez, and he fires. Runner goes. That's a hit and run, and that's going to be a slowly hit ball down to third, and Taylor's not going to be able to scoop it. That ball dies on the infield. It's going to be an infield hit for Colas. Moving up to second is Brandt. After the two-out single, that'll bring up Garrett Moser with runners on first and second here. Two on, two out here. Jeff Ahern pitching to the number three hitter, pitcher Garrett Moser. First pitch in there for a strike. Nice pitch on the outside corner. From the Redding Colt 45's lefty. Brandt at second, Colas at first. Ahern in the stretch, now comes set. Here's the 0-1 to Moser. That ball's outside, 1-1 now. One and one now here on Moser. Meinhofer sneaking in behind the runner at second, now bounces back to his position. Here's the 1-1 from Ahern, swinging a miss, as Moser kind of changed his mind halfway through there, but was unable to check his swing. Broke him down there. Nice pitch from Ahern. 1-2. Moser the rear batter tonight, so not only is Ahern trying to get him out to preserve the two-run deficit, trying to get everybody in the stadium a dollar off beer for the rest of the inning. It's a sign from Alvarez. Here's the 1-2. That ball misses now. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ahern fires. That ball is a called third strike. That ends the inning. So the beer batter obliges the fans for the second time tonight. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-0 Portland. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the sixth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Ryan Torres, Torioka going to bat right-handed and lead off the inning here against lefty Moser. He's thrown five scoreless. 45's have the top of the lineup here trying to break through in a 2-0 ball game. It's been a pitcher's duel. It's going to be Torres, Torioka, then Hancock, then Ryan Williams. First pitch fouled out of play down the right side. 0-1 here. Here's Torioka. That's a ground ball down third baseline. That is a foul ball. Just foul. Past the bag there. Would have been extra bases for the speedy Torioka. Nonetheless, it's 0-2. Game 16 of 45 all season long here on KCNR 1460. You can go to RedingColt45.com to get the entire schedule. This is game 2 of a 3-game series here against Portland. Colt 45s won last night 8-1. On the comeback trail here tonight, down 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth, but they got the top of the lineup up here with Ryan Torres, Torioka. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a foul tip off the catcher. Count stays 0-2. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Mary's Pizza Shack now catering. Check out MarysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu, including their brand new catering menu. Our thanks to Mary's Pizza for sponsoring the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Another 0-2 to Torioka here. That ball is very high, 1-2, easy take. That ball is fouled out of play as well down the right field line. Count stays 1-2. Pitcher now steps off. Moser taking his time. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a breaking ball, so Torres Torioka goes down for the first out of the inning. I bring up J.J. Hancock. He's your DH tonight. Hancock watches the first pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. We've seen J.J. in left and center. He's the DH tonight. On deck is center fielder Ryan Williams. Swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 here on Hancock. Moser gets the sign from Vic. Now comes set. Here's the 0-2. That's a pop-up on the infield, straight up the elevator shaft. That's going to be called at first base by Zimmerman and takes it himself for the second out of the inning. Score that one a pop-out to 3 if you're scoring at home. And that'll bring up Williams. He's 0-2. Grounded out and struck out.
Cal Baptist University, center fielder number 34, Ryan Williams.
Williams, your home run leader for the 45s. He's got 3 on the season. First pitch in there for a strike. Looks like a pitcher's strike from here.
0-1.
Williams didn't agree, and neither did anybody else here at the stadium. But the only opinion that matters is the man in black. It's 0-1. That ball is driven out into the right center field gap. Way back. Way back. It is off the wall on a bounce. Headed to second is Williams. He's going to cruise in there with a stand-up double. And the best at bat of the night. A two-out double for Ryan Williams. And they've got a man in scoring position here with two down. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. So here's Heath, the cleanup hitter. And he's been an RBI machine here his first couple weeks with the 45s. Manager Greg Catteray usually has him in the three or the four hole if he's in the lineup. He comes up with a man on second, two down here. First pitch, a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1. That ball is driven out to center field. Very high, now circling under it, and he's going to make the play a couple steps in front of the track. So that'll end the inning. No runs across. Man stranded on second. We head to the top of the seventh. It's 2-0 Portland. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the seventh here. Jeff Ahern getting ready to start his second full inning. Came into the fifth inning in relief of Deion Heron through a scoreless six. It's 2-0 Portland. And he's facing the cleanup hitter, Blake Herman. Herman singled and grounded out twice, so he's 1-for-3. 1-1 now here after a fastball. In there for a strike. It'll be Herman, Vic, and Zimmerman. That ball very high for a ball. Two and one here on Herman. Third baseman for Portland. That's a line drive right at second base. Torioka doesn't even have to move. And a line out to number four to start the inning for Herman. He's 1-for-4 now. That'll bring up Vic. Vic's doubled and walked twice. They haven't gotten him out yet. 1-for-1. He also scored the first run of the ball game. Ball misses 1-0 here. Ahern out of CSU Monterey Bay. In the top of the seventh here with one out, nobody on. That one misses as well. 2-0 here on Vic. 3-0 here now is Ahern, unable to find the zone here. That one's in there for a strike now, 3-1. Ahern's been solid in relief here, giving up just one hit. And as soon as I say that, it's a line drive down the right field line. That's going to get down in the corner and be at least a double for Vic. Heath digs it out, fires it down, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Matt Vic. Second hit of the night. He's 2-for-2. Second double of the night. And with one down, they've got a man in scoring position for Trevor Zimmerman. Runner on second, one down here for Zimmerman. Swing and a miss as he swung a one up around the shoulders. 0-1 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Now catering, check out marysPizzaShack.com for their full menu, including their new catering menu. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Our thanks to Mary's Pizza Shack. The 0-1 down below the knees, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on second here. Portland leading 2-0. As we've got a pitcher's duel going here. Jeff Ahern trying to put up another scoreless frame, keep the deficit at 2, and give him a chance to come back here. Swing and a miss on another one. Up above the letters, he's chased 2 of those now. And on a 1-2 count, wouldn't surprise me to see him get another one there at some point in this at-bat. He's got him set up for a couple different things. Here with the pitcher's count, 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on the exact same pitch. It might have even been slightly higher and slightly more outside, so Zimmerman waves at 3 fastballs. And that'll bring up Mulcahy. 2 down here, runner on second. Mulcahy here sees the first pitch from Ahern, swing and a miss on a nice breaking ball. Broke right out of the zone. Looks like a strike till it falls off the table. It's 0-1 here. Here's the 0-1 from Ahern. That ball up high. 1-1 now. Okay, he singled, been hit by a pitch, and hit into a double play. That's a called strike now, 1-2. One-two pitch from Ahern, forthcoming. Outside, 2-2. Balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. That ball is driven out into right center field. That's going to get down. Run is going to score from second. It's 3-0 Portland. Heath gets it in and keeps it to a single, but an RBI single for Bryce Mulcahy. Second hit of the night. That'll bring up Everest Webster. 1-for-2 with a single. He's also walked and has an RBI. Webster takes one, not sure where it missed, but it's ball one. 3-0 Portland here as they've pushed one across here with a RBI single from Bryce Mulcahy following the double by Matt Vick. Ahern swings and, or rather fires, and that one is tipped into the glove, so Ahern gets a strike on that one, 1-1. 1-1 pitch from Ahern. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Got it by him. And it's 1-2 now. And that's a ball, and it kicks off the glove of Alvarez. So heading down to second is Mulcahy. That'll be a pass ball. With two down here now, runner on second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Webster foul tips that into the glove and strikes out, so that'll end the inning. One run here for Portland. It's now 3-0. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time here at Tiger Field. You're listening to KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
I made some peanuts and cracker jacks. I don't care if I ever get it back. Well, it's Rood, Rood for the Colt 45.
If
they don't
win, it's a shame. Or it's
one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Thank God. How you doing? Glad I couldn't hit that guy to save our freaking life. In seven innings, in six innings, they've had four batters over the minimum. Who is it?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
45, lead off for 45.
So here's Jake Taylor in the bottom of the seventh. Taylor's 1-for-2 with a single. He's made it to third base and been stranded. That's the best the 45s have done so far tonight, as they're down 3-0 here. First pitch is up high there to Taylor. New pitcher for Portland is number 29, Matt D. That one is also very high, 2-0 here. So 7 innings of shutout ball for Garrett Moser. No one's happier to see them leave than to see him exit the game than the 45s here. Two nothing count here. That ball a little bit down, but no below the knees. So two high ones and a low one. It's 3-0 here to Jake Taylor to lead off the home half of the seventh. Is down low, and that's a four-pitch walk. So leadoff man aboard here. Here's Modeste.
How about it for the 45? From Seattle University, your left fielder tonight, number 17, Max Modeste.
Max out of Seattle University, one of three players we've got from there. Jake Taylor on first. First pitch in there is a strike. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 to Modeste. That ball dips below the zone. 1-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Reading and Anderson. Now catering, check out MarysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu, including their new catering menu. That's Mary's Pizza Shack, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. Here's the 1-1 from D. That ball is fouled out of play by Modeste. Right over our heads here in the booth. 1-2 now. On deck is Bertotti. Big hole on the right side as Taylor's being held on by the first baseman, Zimmerman. And second baseman shading toward the bag for a possible double play. Here's the 1-2. That's a breaking ball and holding up as that ball is out outside and high. 2-2 now. Leadoff walk to start the inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Max Podesta. That is down and in. 3-2 now. So full count. We'll see if manager Greg Catteray wants to start the runner here. Try and make something happen. 45s have been blanked all night. We're in the bottom of the seventh. It's 3-0. Trying to break through here against the relief pitcher now. That ball is high and two straight walks to start the inning. So a free rally for the 45s here. Second walk of the night for Modeste. So in his Colt 45s debut, he's 0-for-1 with two walks. And the catcher, Vic, heads out to talk to his reliever, Matt D. That'll bring up Bertotti. Bertotti going to bat left-handed here for the first time tonight. He's 0-for-1. He drew a walk and he flew out in his two plate appearances against the starter, Moser. Swinging at the first pitch there, fouled straight back.
First baseman, Garrett Bertotti.
Bertotti out of the Simpson Red Hawk program. Part of a revolving door over there at first base as well. I've seen three or four guys taking bats there as well. Pretty slick with the glove, though. We've seen him make some nice scoops. That ball is down in the dirt. And a nice job by Zick to keep it in front of him. Taylor got about a third of the way to third base and thought better of it. So, heady play there by the Portland catcher. Keep a runner from getting to third with nobody out. Runners on first and second. Still nobody out here. After the first two men have drawn a walk, Taylor drew a four-pitch walk to start the inning. Modeste worked a full-count walk. It's 1-1 here to Jared Bertotti. That ball down in the dirt as well. 2-1 now. On deck, Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher. Here's the 2-1 to Bertotti. That ball is grounded to the right side. Second baseman dives, makes a nice play, and throws it away as it goes past second baseman in the left field. Coming around to score is Taylor. Heading to third is Modeste, and going to second is Bertotti. It's 3-1, 45s, and the score is 3-1 now as the 45s finally break through here. I can't hardly believe it. I'm speechless. So we're going to call that an error, a throwing error on the second baseman. Was a tough play. I thought he was going to go to first. Would have been a close play. Bang, bang, even if he made a good throw. As Modesti was right on top of the bag. So Taylor comes around to score. Modesti the third. Bertotti the second, reaching on the error. Or rather, the fielder's choice, I should say. And an error. And that'll bring up Alvarez in a prime spot here with runners on second and third. Still nobody out here. Tying run now at second base. And the runner, the first and third baseman now even with the bag. That's a ball down in the dirt. Nice take by Jonathan. One ball, one strike here. Still nobody out. The 45s have gotten to the bullpen here already. And more action down there in the Portland bullpen down the right field line. They're clinging to a 3-1 lead here. Here's the 1-1. That ball is popped up on the infield and should be playable for the shortstop. Coming in and making the play. And retiring Alvarez. Score that, a pop out to number 6. That'll bring up Meinhofer. Meinhofer 0 for 2. He's grounded out twice tonight. Coming up in a big spot here with two men in scoring position. One man out in the bottom of the seventh.
From Regis University, shortstop number 7, Mickey Meinhofer.
First pitch to Meinhofer. That ball was popped out of play. 0-1. Behind the booth here. 45's in business here in the bottom of the seventh. They were blanked up until this inning. They've already scored one on an error on the infield here. Put men on second and third with only one down here. Mickey Meinhofer down 0-1 to Matt D. That ball's down in the dirt. It kicks away. Coming home. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he is safe. Modeste with the aggressive move to score on the pass ball. Scores his first run as a Redding Colt 45. It's 3-2 now. As Vic, I think, was surprised that he was trying to score on that one as the ball bounced off the base of the backstop. And he came up with it pretty cleanly, but double clutch, and the throw was just that much late. It cost him. Count is now 2-1. Score is 3-2 now as Modeste scores on that play. Bertotti over to third. Tying run just 90 feet away here now. Still only one out for Meinhofer. Meinhofer watches one inside. Now 3-1. Hitters count. And no sooner did the Portland All-Star starter Garrett Moser leave with a 3-0 lead after six scoreless innings. And the bullpen has coughed this one up as that's a line drive up the middle. This game is tied. Mickey Meinhofer with a line drive into right center. RBI single, and we got a brand new ball game.
That's our guy right now.
First RBI of the night. 45s have scored 3 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So that'll bring up Torres Torioka, getting out left-handed for the first time tonight. Torioka's 1-for-3 with a single. He's also stolen a base. Throw over to Meinhofer at first. He's back. Runner on first. Still only one down here. Meinhofer comes through with the RBI. Runner goes. That's a chopper down the right to the right side. And it's going to be a race to first base, and he is safe. Torres Torioka beats the pitcher to first base. The first baseman Zimmerman had to go to his right. The pitcher was just half a step slow off the mound, realizing he had to cover, and that was enough as the speedy Torioka beats it out. Infield single. The king of the infield single, Ryan Torres Torioka. He had one game earlier this year where he had four infield singles, either up the middle or deep in the hole at short. Probably couldn't do that if you tried to, and he's just uses those legs as a weapon. First and second now. Still only one out for J.J. Hancock. He takes a big cut and fouls it off the catcher, Vic. 0-1 here. Still only one down. Ryan Williams now on deck. Infield, a double play depth. Hancock's 0-for-3 tonight in the DH hole. Batting second. Here's the 0-1. That's a ball driven deep to center field. Tagging up is Meinhofer, and it gets over his head. That one's going to drop. Coming around and headed to the plate. We're going to have a play at the plate. No. Meinhofer ends up scoring from second anyway. He was tagging. That ball was hit so far out to center, it got over his head just at the last minute. Carried out to the... That was a 400-foot fly ball out there. They're going to call that an RBI double for J.J. Hancock, his first hit of the night. It's 4-3, 45. So they've stormed back after being blanked the first six innings to put up a four spot here in the bottom of the seventh, and they're not done yet. There's only one out.
I love that he just got a hit because he was in the batting cages every single time practicing.
It's been a frustrating night thus far offensively until this inning for the 45s, but they have retaken the lead here 4-3. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. We'll take a short 60-second break here on KCNR. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball right here on KCNR 1460.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beef.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we're back here. It's the bottom of the seventh. 45s have scored four runs here, and they're not done yet, as J.J. Hancock just got done with an RBI double. He stands out at second. Ryan Williams, the number three hitter and center fielder tonight, had a loud double his last time up in the sixth. He'll be the eighth man to bat this inning for the 45s as they have nearly batted around here. And barring a line drive double play, they will bat around with just one out here and a man on second. Taylor led off the inning with a four-pitch walk. Modeste followed with a full count walk. Then Bertotti hit into a fielder's choice with an error, so no out recorded. Alvarez popped out, and Meinhofer had an RBI single. Then Torioka, an infield single. He stands at third. Hancock at second. First pitch here to Williams. That ball is grounded down third baseline, foul. 0-1 here on the Cal Baptist outfielder. Oh and one. Now we're going to have a meeting at the mound. Is not on the same page with the signs here. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Reading and Anderson. Get the entire menu on MarysPizzaShack.com, including their brand new catering menu. Our thanks to Mary's Pizza Shack for their sponsorship of Reading Cool 45's Baseball. And now we're ready to go here with the 0-1. New pitcher here for the Portland All-Stars is Cody Becker. He came in last night as well. That ball is served out into right field. Going to be a tough play. That one is dying fast. It's going to get down. That's a single. Torioka's going to score easily. And the throw gets past the catcher. Heading to second now is Williams. So a single and an RBI. Torioka comes around to score. Hancock all the way down to third. Some raucous fans here at Colt 45's Tiger Field. Excited about a 5-3 lead here. As Williams hits a little bloop shot out behind first base in right field. The right fielder was playing in deep right center. Had absolutely no chance. That'll bring up Hunter Heath now with runners on second and third. Five runs home here. Still only one out. And Heath takes the ball down low. I told Matty here in the early innings here that I felt a big inning coming on in the fifth. I was two innings late. It's in the seventh. But a five spot here as they have taken the lead 5-3. And plenty more to come. That ball is fouled straight back over our head. Heath now with a 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out here. One and one here. That's a breaking ball outside. Didn't quite make it back over the plate there from Becker. Becker pitched two innings last night and gave up a few runs. It's a called strike there now, 2-2. Third baseman even with the bag. First baseman playing slightly in as well, trying to cut down a runner at home on a sharply hit ball. Here's the 2-2. That's a fly ball out of play from Heath. Heath 0 for 3 tonight. But two ducks on the pond here with one down and a 2-2 count. On deck is Jake Taylor. Swing and a miss, he struck him out, so Heath goes down. And that's going to bring up Jake Taylor.
Coming in from Seattle University. Third baseman number 8, Jake Taylor.
Taylor led off this inning with a walk, so he's getting a second at bat here. Taylor walked and scored. The first of five here across in the bottom of the seventh. One now. Modeste on deck. Here's the 0-1 now to Taylor. That ball is driven to left field. Sinking fast, and that one's going to get down, and it's going to score two. It'll end up being a single as Taylor just kind of reached out and poked it in the left, and it got down, so a two-run single. Coming around to score, Hancock and Williams running on contact with two down, and it's now 7-3 as they have added some insurance here. That'll bring up Modeste. Two outs, runner on first. It's Jake Taylor with a clutch two-out, two-run single. Stretch it from 5-3 to 7-3. That ball is driven deep to right center, to right field. Now getting under it and a few steps in front of the track. That'll end the inning. Score that a fly out to number 9. But seven runs across as the Colt 45s send 11 men to the plate to take the lead 7-3, we head to the top of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here, new pitcher for the Reading Colt 45s. It's going to be Christian Straub out of Sacramento City College, native of Grass Valley, California. Comes in a 7-3 ball game. So Jeff Ahern, who pitched 2 2/3 of innings of relief, now in line for the win should this lead hold up, as he went 2 2/3, gave up one run in relief of Deion Heron, who went 4 1/3 and gave up two runs. A 3-0 lead going into the bottom of the seventh becomes a 7-3 lead for the 45s in the top of the eighth. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Reading and Anderson. Mary's Pizza Shack now catering. Check out maryspizzashack.com for their full menu, including their new catering menu. Our thanks to Mary's Pizza Shack for their sponsorship of Reading Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. Straub firing a strike in there, wasting no time. Coming out of the bullpen, throwing strikes. That one misses now, 1-1. That one in the dirt now, 2-1 from Straub. Straub's last game was on the 17th. He closed out the ninth inning of the 9-0 win on Friday night against the Humboldt B-52s. 45s took 2 out of 3 over the weekend in beautiful Eureka, California. Yours truly with the good fortune to call all 3 games from Bomber Field. About 60 degrees game time for every game. Didn't mind that one bit either. 3-1 now is Straub. Going very high on that one. The hitter is Henningsen, the second baseman, and a number 9 hitter. He's 0-2. He's also been hit by that pitch. He pops that one up on 3-1. Down the right field line, Bertotti now doing the pop-up dance, and Hunter Heath calls him off. Takes it in shallow right, so nicely done there by Hunter Heath. And a good job by Straub to battle back and get him to pop out on 3-1. So score that one a fly out to number 9. That'll bring up Griffin Brandt, the leadoff hitter. He's 0-3, drawn a walk. Shows bunt on the first pitch. It's outside. He pulls it back 1-0. Drop very high now, 2-0.
Everybody clap your hands.
Straub Dills trying to find the range here. It's 2-0 on the leadoff hitter. That one misses 3-0 now. Drill pitch forthcoming from Straub here. That one's in there for a strike. 3-1 now. And that one is high. Five pitch walk there with one out here. So one on now with one out on a 7-3 ball game here. Portland down by four, trying to get something going here against Christian Straub, the right-hander out of Sac City College. Runner takes his lead. First pitch is low to Colas. Colas is struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice, drawn a walk, and singled. He's also stolen two bases and scored a run, so 1-for-3 officially. That one's in there. No, misses for a strike. This is for a ball, I should say. Looks so much like a strike, I wanted to call it one. 2-0, though. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on by Bertotti at first. Here's the 2-0 from Straub in there for a strike. 2-1 now. That ball has popped out of play. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes now here on Colas. 45's been rolling the double play ball all night. He'd love another one here. Runner goes. That's a breaking ball very high and no chance. The great jump over there at first. By Brand, he steals it easily. 3-2 now. First stolen base of the night for Brand. And he walked him. So runners on first and second now with one out. That'll bring up the I'll bring up Cody Becker. He relieved Moser. Actually relieved Matt D, who relieved Moser. Well, this will be the first at bat for the pitcher's slot since Moser left. He was 1-for-3 on the night with a walk. This will be the first at bat for Cody Becker here. First pitch misses there. 1-0 now. Middle infielders a double play depth. Straub fires. That one is in there for a strike. 1-1 now. Got some more final scores from the major leagues. Runner's going to third, and he's going to steal it. That's going to get past Taylor at third. So coming around to score now is Brandt, headed to second. Is Colas, so 7-4 now. Double steal there for the Portland All-Stars. And coming around to score on the error is Griffin Brandt. So Becker now batting with one out and runner on second. Straub with a breaking ball beautifully thrown there, and he's way out in front of it. That ball dove below the zone, a beautifully thrown pitch. Struck him out swinging for the second out of the inning. So Becker goes down. That'll bring up Blake Herman. Herman 1-for-4 with a single. First pitch is down in the dirt, 1-0. One run home here for Portland. It's 7-4. Colt 45's Christian Straub with two outs. Pitching to the cleanup here, Blake Herman here. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. The ball very high now, 2-0. On deck is the catcher, Vic. Meinhofer bluffs back to second to keep the runner honest. Now back to his normal position. Straub comes set now, ready with the 2-0 here. Kicks and fires that ball very high, 3-0. .45's put up a 7 spot in the bottom of the 7th to take the lead, 7-3. Portland has pushed one across here to make it 7-4 in the top of the 8th. Straub gets a called strike there on 3-1, and stealing without a contesting is Colas, so he takes third without a throw. Is Straub just focusing on the man at the plate here? It's 3-1 now. And very high, easy take, and it's a walk for Herman. First and third now with two down. That's going to bring up the catcher, Matt Vick, and he's had a pretty good night so far. 2-for-2, two doubles. He scored a run. He's also walked twice. So four plate appearances. They haven't gotten him out yet. Activity down in the Colt 45's bullpen. That's number 18, Seth Kinnane out of Corona, California, the lefty fireballer. Runners on first and third. Straub pitching to Vic now. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nicely done on the curveball. When he gets around that breaking ball, it's a good one. It snaps off nicely. And another one there, a little bit outside, trying to get him to chase. Now 1-1. Straub gets the sign from Alvarez. Now comes set. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball very high. 2-1 now. Here's the 2-1 now from Straub to Matt Vick. Called strike two now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him on the breaking ball down in the dirt, so that'll end the inning. One run across here makes it 7-4. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the eighth here on KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. It's 7-4 Redding on the strength of a 7-run seventh. We've got Jared Bertotti leading off here in the bottom of the eighth. That's a ground ball down the first baseline. That's going to be a fair ball, and he'll be retired on the first pitch of the inning. By Cody Becker. So Bertotti's three unassisted on the putout. That'll bring up Jonathan Alvarez here with one down. That ball down in the dirt, 1-0 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack with locations in Anderson and Redding. Check out marysPizzaShack.com for their entire menu, including their brand new catering menu. That's Mary's Pizza Shack, proud sponsors of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. One ball and one strike now on Jonathan Alvarez. 0-3 on the night so far. And he drives one deep into the ninth, very high down the left field line. Might be playable. And no, it's a tough play out there for Brandt, and he's unable to bring it in. So a long strike now, 1-2. On deck is Mickey Meinhofer, who had that clutch single to tie the game in the seventh. 45s would go on to score 7 runs that inning. We now stand at 7-4. All down in the dirt, the old 58-footer there. 1-2 now. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Nobody on here for Jonathan Alvarez. Catcher and number 8 hitter tonight. That ball's down in the dirt again. 2-2 now. Everybody all scores in the Major League's final, except for the Dodgers and the Nats, 2-2 in the eighth. That's a very high fly ball to left field, and retired is Jonathan Alvarez. Score it fly out to number 7. That'll bring up Mickey Meinhofer. We're going to go ahead and make Meinhofer's RBI single in the seventh, our Kia drive of the game. This portion of the game brought to you by Redding Kia. Test drive the 2016 Kia Sorento. Redding Kia's drive of the week at Redding Kia. Our thanks to them for sponsoring Redding Colt 45's baseball here. Meinhofer watches the first one drop in there for a strike with a breaking ball. 0-1. Two outs, nobody on here in a 7-4 ball game. Looks like we're probably going to see Kanin for the ninth for the save opportunity. And that one's fouled back to the screen by Meinhofer. Quick 0-2 here. Meinhofer 1-for-3 on the night with that clutch RBI single. He also came around to score in the seventh. The fourth man out of 7 to score in that inning. As the 45 sent 11 men to the plate. Here's the 0-2. That ball's down in the dirt, 1-2 now. There's the 1-2 now to Meinhofer. That's a pop-up very high in shallow center field. Out on the grass is the second baseman, and he's going to make the play. Well, that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 7-4 Redding. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the ninth here from Tiger Field on KCNR 1460. Kyle DeFort and Matty Novelli bringing you Colt 45's baseball. It's 7-4. In for the save is Seth Kanin, the lefty fireballer out of Corona, California, and Cal Baptist University teammate of Ryan Williams in center field. And it's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters for Portland. First pitch is in there. Fastball at the knees for a strike. Zimmerman, Mulcahy, and Webster. Zimmerman's 1-for-4 with a single tonight. That ball is fouled out of play. A quick 0-2 now from Kanin. Mulcahy on deck is 2-for-3 with a RBI and a hit by pitch. That ball's fouled just out of play down the right side. Still 0-2 here. Kanin coming in throwing gas. Here's another 0-2 to Zimmerman. That ball is chopped up the middle, charging it now as Meinhofer at short, fields it, and throws him out at first. Nicely done by the shortstop. One down here. Tonight's game brought to you by Mary's Pizza Shack. Now catering. Check out their entire catering menu at maryspizzashack.com. Our thanks to them for sponsoring Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. That'll bring up Mulcahy, 2-for-3 tonight. Lefty on lefty here. As Kanin can smell the save now, just two outs away with a three-run lead. First pitch in there for a strike. Breaking ball. Caught the outside corner. Nicely done. Gets the sign. Here's the 0-1 to Mulcahy. Fastball right there for strike two. And Kanin wasting no time here. With a three-run cushion coming right at him. Quick 0-2 here. Called strike three. Got him on three pitches. Fastball in the outside corner. Frozen. And there's two down here. It's an impressive first two batters here for Cal Baptist, Seth Kanin. And the last hope for the Portland All-Stars tonight is going to be Everest Webster.
Everest Webster.
He drove in the first run of the ball game in the second with a single. He's 1-for-3. He's also drawn a walk. First pitch, a strike. 0-1 here. Kanin now gets the sign in the windup. He fires. Called strike two. And the fans are letting him hear it here. We're one strike away from another Colt 45's victory here. Kanin here, ready with the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A 1-2-3-9 for Seth Canine, including two strikeouts in convincing fashion as the 45s come from behind to win 7-4 with a 7-run seventh inning. And they've won the first two games here against the Portland All-Stars. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be back in a few minutes with your Colt 45's postgame show. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
And we're back here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you the Colt 45's postgame report. Our co-players of the game tonight, Jake Taylor at third base and Mickey Meinhofer at short. Great defense on the left side of the infield, and they finally broke through in that seventh inning there as they sent 11 men to the plate. Jake, you got to take two at-bats. In that inning, you led off the inning with a walk, eventually came around to score the first run of the game. Then you had a two-run single as well later in that inning. We were talking about it here before we came on the air. You had four batters over the minimum as a team through six innings, and then you sent 11 to the plate in the seventh inning. When it rains, it pours, I guess. What can you tell us about the game up to that point? Obviously, we had a new pitcher in the seventh inning, but what can you tell us up to that point and then when you guys finally broke through there?
Yeah, I mean, we were just kind of struggling with the first pitcher, and, you know, it was kind of good to get him out of the game, and you want to get him out as early as possible, and we did a good job of that, and we were able to capitalize when they put in the bullpen, so it was a good inning for us.
Absolutely. You know, he had six scoreless, but you did make him throw a lot of pitches. It seemed like on both sides, everybody had a three-ball count tonight. You know, I don't know if I've ever seen a nine-inning game with the scoring being what it was, 7-4. With that many three-ball counts and so many innings with guys on base being left on base, that could have been a much higher-scoring game by both teams. But you guys rolled two double plays in the third and the fifth to get out of jams. Your infield defense was solid all night, and finally it came through with that big inning. You ended up 2-for-3 with a run, two RBIs, that run and both those RBIs in that inning there. You've been a player of a game for us a couple times up here now, getting comfortable in the Reading heat here. You took 2 out of 3 from Humboldt over the weekend as we had some nice weather over there at Bomber Field in Eureka. But back here in Reading for six straight and two straight from the Portland All-Stars here tonight, looking good. And looks like you're right at home here. We've got three guys from Seattle University, and they all can hit from the looks of it. So we got to see Max here tonight. What can you tell us about him? We only got to see him take a couple of bats here tonight, but what can we look forward to for him?
He's a really good hitter. He has a lot of pop, and it'll surprise you, honestly. The ball comes off the bat really hard, and it's great. And Sean's the same way. They're both really good hitters, and they're both really good at defense, too, so they'll be able to contribute a lot. So it'll be good.
And that's coming. If a guy who hit a grand slam in his first start as a 45 says you've got pop, we can probably look forward to some of that from Max. So thanks to Jake here, our co-player of the game here, again, 2 for 3 with a run, 2 RBIs, and some slick defense on the left side. We're going to get Mickey Meinhofer, our co-player of the game, in here. He was your starting shortstop tonight. And as I mentioned here, talking to Jake, it was a tough sledding there the first 6 innings. You guys were getting guys on base and just not able to get that big hit and break through. But you kept the game close for Dion there, who was he was kind of fighting himself a little bit, a lot of three ball counts. But you rolled double plays, a 1-6-3 to end the third inning, a 4-6-3 to end the fifth inning to get out of two jams there. And you had some nice plays individually there as well. You got that clutch hit. You ended up 1 for 4 with a run scored tonight, but it was one big one as that tied the game on an RBI single to right in the seventh. What can you tell us about that at bat there?
I just got ahead in the count, you know, good hitter's count. Got it 3-1, just looking for a fastball. He threw it over the middle of the plate and just got the barrel on it. Fortunate enough it landed in the outfield for, you know, got run in.
And didn't try to do too much with it, just went the other way with it. It was kind of, like you said, middle away. Just kind of served it out there into right field to tie the game. You would end up scoring the fourth run of the inning. There would end up being a 7-run inning there in the seventh as you sent 11 men to the plate. Tell us about those two double plays that you guys turned at the end of that. It was right what the doctor ordered, both of those two innings there, and you were right in the middle of both of them.
The pitchers did a good job keeping the ball down, and when, you know, they got in trouble, and, you know, just right, I don't know.
Right place, right time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're from El Dorado Hills, California. That's right outside of Sacramento for people who might not know, so that means you're definitely a good Giants fan, right?
Nah, I'm actually a diehard Yankee fan.
Diehard Yankee fan? Now, you're 2,500 miles west for that. Is there a rationale for that? Do you have family for back there? Or how did you end up a Yankee fan in Sacramento?
Yeah, so my dad's, he's born in Brooklyn, and his side of the family is just diehard Yankee fans. And kind of a funny story is he heard that Mickey Mantle's dad named his Mickey after Mickey Cocker, and so he thought he'd try to continue the tradition and name me.
Yeah, no pressure there, huh? Yeah, by the way, I named you after Mickey Mantle. Go out in there and play, son. Yankees, we can forgive that. It could be worse. You could be a Dodger fan. When you said Brooklyn, my immediate thought was, oh, man, there's probably some Dodger fans in there as well. We talked to Zach Taylor over the weekend, and we were disappointed to find out he bleeds blue as well. But everybody bleeds black and gold here during the summer. So anybody you want to say hi to back home in El Dorado Hills or out there at Regis University?
Yeah, say hi to my parents. Hi, Mom and Dad, and my sister Alyssa. Hope you guys are listening.
Absolutely. Well, that's been Mickey Meinhofer, your co-player of the game tonight, with showing the slick glove work with turning two double plays as well as some great individual plays out there as well, and getting the clutch hit to tie the ball game there in the seventh. They'd go on to score 7 in that inning, en route to a 7-4 victory. The winning pitcher tonight, Jeff Ahern, out of the bullpen. The save goes to Seth Kinnean, the fireballing lefty there. Once again, your final score here, 7-4 for my engineer, Jared King, back in the studio, and Matty Novelli, and our sponsors, Redding Kia, and everybody out here at Tiger Field. I want to thank everybody for contributing to the broadcast here. We're going to do it again tomorrow night, game 3 of the 3-game series, and we'll do it again at 7:15, first pitch. We've got a game every night through Sunday. Get the entire schedule on Redding Colt 45s. Once again, your final score tonight, Redding Colt 45, 7, Portland All-Stars 4. We'll see you tomorrow night.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Want to talk to JB? Call toll free.
844-4JB-SHOW. 844-4JB-SHOW.
Who is this?
This is Johnny B.
I would rip his head off with a 9mm in an instant and think I went to the market for milk.
That's a violent Jerry Lewis right there. Jerry Lewis... is probably hiding somewhere in Las Vegas under a table because the 30 minutes of his infamous Holocaust, and once again I say the words Holocaust comedy, The Day the Clown Cried, is released. Hold on a second.
How did it happen? Because, I thought he had that completely buried until at least he was dead.
30 minutes of Jerry Lewis's ill-conceived, ill-fated Holocaust comedy, The Day the Clown Cried.
Uh-huh.
I just want to, as I'm reading this, I'm going, like, be in the pitch meeting for this. I got an idea. Yeah. Holocaust comedy. What'd you say? You said, what? Holocaust comedy? It's been released. It's leaked online, giving the first glimpse of a film that has been buried and wanted to be buried by Jerry Lewis for years. The cut available now. He is right now on YouTube. Compiles footage from Der Clown, a recent German TV documentary about the film Der Clown.
Lady!
Lewis has spent nearly half of his entire life fighting to keep this movie under wraps. His entire life.
Lady!
Half of his entire life. He makes a movie, and then he tries to keep it buried forever. Lewis's rep said there's no comment from Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis wrote, directed, and starred in this 1972 film. Then he looked at the finished product, and he realized no one should ever look at this product but him. No one should ever watch it.
But what an incredible revelation that is for Jerry, to know that he's just, because say what you will, he's a cinematic genius. He's a movie genius.
I'm going to give you that, sure, throughout the years, I guess. But, okay. He did all of this work. Isn't there any moment when he was filming a comedy about the Holocaust that he realized this is really a bad idea? It's not going to work until he actually saw it?
I think what happened was he got caught up in the character of the clown, and that's as far as he could, as far as his vision would let him see. And then, you know, when it was over and he was out of the character and he looked at it, that's when he got disturbed.
The clown. He plays Helmut Dork. Helmut Dork, a circus clown.
Tell me he's not a genius. Come on, Helmut Dork.
Oh, my goodness. He plays Helmut Dork, the circus clown, who is sent to a concentration camp for drunkenly mocking Adolf Hitler in a bar.
Could happen.
Okay, now, I'm the guy.
You can see Charlie Chaplin doing that.
Okay, maybe. I'm not saying, somebody thought it was a good idea. Helmut Dork. I got an idea for a movie. How about this? Helmut Dork's the guy. He's a clown, okay? He goes to a concentration camp, and he's because he was mocking Adolf Hitler in a bar. What do you think?
Green light, Jerry. Sounds good to me. So far, yeah.
So far, all. It's very good. During his imprisonment, he puts his circus skills to new use, entertaining Jewish children to help them forget about the overwhelming terror of the Holocaust. The film ends with Jerry Lewis the clown getting stuck on a train to Auschwitz with the kids. and leading them to their deaths in the gas chamber.
There you go. That's when it went wrong.
That's right. And that scene.
That's when it went wrong. Yeah.
Hold on, Jerry. Let's make this. I know this scene is making a lot of people here uncomfortable. So let's just beg for lunch, Jerry, and call it a day.
Is there any chance we can bury it for the rest of our lives?
Yeah, anyway, Jerry, I'm telling you.
Listen, wait a minute. Jerry Lewis was the director, so he was talking to himself.
he was the director. He wrote it, directed it, acted in it. He was everything in it.
Right.
Few public comments about Clown, the name of the movie The Day the Clown Cried, is it's every bit as bad as it sounded. Of course, here's a comedian. Comedian Harry Shearer said he saw it. So drastically wrong. Its comedy is so wildly misplaced that you could not, in your fantasy of what it might be like, improve on what it really is. A scene of Lewis acting like a walrus to make kids laugh behind a wall of barbed wire. And the notorious finale with Lewis wearing clown makeup and a red nose, filing the kids to their ghastly death chamber deaths. The 90-year-old King of Comedy donated Clown and the rest of the film collection to the Library of Congress last year. That's the last we heard of it. But he said you could not look at it until 2025.
Yeah. Well, wait.
Then these Germans got it. My people got Der Clown, their little documentary, and they put 30 minutes of it out.
Well, anything to do with the Holocaust, the Germans own it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I just don't see. You might be right. You're in it, and you're doing it, and you're thinking you're Jerry Lewis, and you're thinking everything at the time he's doing is great.
Right.
And you're thinking, I know how to make this a sad, funny.
And he's dealing with the most tragic thing of our time.
In historical times.
Right.
And if we're based on a true story, you know, maybe you could see it's based on a true story.
A true clown story.
A true clown that was mocking Adolf Hitler in a bar, goes to the concentration camps, leads the kids to their own deaths, but does it, makes them happy on the way there. I mean, I don't know what the pitch is here. I really don't. I don't understand it. I mean, but that's the pitch. Helmut Dork. What's the clown's name, Jerry? Helmut Dork. All right, that's all. So it's out. I mean, can you go to YouTube and show me what that looks like? 30 minutes of The Day the Clown Cried.
I'd just like to see what Helmut Dork
looks
like.
Yeah, I want to just see, like, see a picture of him. He's looking through the Panaflex, The Day the Clown Cried, Jerry Lewis in clown makeup, there's a picture, says, filming The Day the Clown Cried in 1972. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie is so drastically wrong, its comedy so wildly misplaced that you could not, in your fantasy of what it might be like, improve on what it really is. That's Harry Shearer who saw it.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the only guy that I know of that has seen that movie.
Right.
Aside from Jerry, of course.
He only saw the 30 minutes of it.
No, I think Harry's seen the whole thing.
Why would Harry Shearer see the whole thing?
I chatted with him about it one time, and somehow before it got locked up, he had an opportunity to see it.
Oh,
and
wow.
And he saw it.
And so the words ring true then. When you hear about it, I don't see.
Oh, I see him.
There he is.
I see Jerry.
There's Jerry.
Man. Oh, man.
How does it start? Hold on. Let me see if I can hear this. Hold on a minute. I'm watching YouTube right now.
You look scary.
Turn it up. Jerry Lewis, The Day the Clown Cried, the edit. Oh, you see that? Oh, it's in French. Or is that just one of the actors? Oh, he starts out doing a mime. Now, wait a minute. He's got regular Jerry Lewis hair.
Right.
Well, but it's not slicked back, but it's just cut, and he's got a clown suit on. Looks like he's just auditioning for it.
Yeah.
Jerry.
Genius.
That's what they say, Buzz. So you guys can check it out yourself. The day, I can't read this. The day the clown cried. I want to see the scene of Jerry Lewis acting like a walrus to make the children laugh behind a wall of barbed wire.
Wow.
There he is in a circus ring. Oh, man.
Ready?
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Ready?
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Call Brandmeier.
844-4JB-SHOW. 844-4JB-SHOW.
No. Democracy cannot take us to crazy people. This nation is going to fail if it goes into the hands of a crazy guy.
This is Johnny B.
Calling Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey, how you doing? This is Johnny B.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, are you going down to the show with Mike, or are you going to wait for Puff Daddy? Are you sitting in the same spot with those guys or not?
I have no idea.
Because I've got Jerry Lewis here, who is also in France, and he wants to go to the World Music Awards with you guys tonight.
Jerry Lee Lewis?
No, not Jerry Lee Lewis. The Jerry Lewis.
Okay, cool.
Can I patch you through? He's in the room here with me.
Why not, yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Mr. Lewis, say hello to Mickey Rourke.
Bonjour there, baby.
Hey, man. Thank
I'm a guest.
You.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm with Prince Rainier.
You are?
Yes, we got a table, and I'm trying to get him laid.
All right, listen, don't tell him anything. He may export you.
I was hoping that you could give us some Viagra.
Well, you guys should come down and chill out in the seats.
That would be good. I'm giving away a Lifetime Achievement Award to Eddie Rabbit.
Don't take money.
Jerry Lewis calling Mickey Rourke. Oh, man. That Jerry Lewis is a genius. Oh, my Lord. Oh, all right, Buzz.
I would rip his head off with a 9mm in an instant and think I went to the market for milk.
Hector, did you see the Battle of the Bastards yet? Hector. Did you see the Battle of the Bastards yet? Game of Thrones?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What a fitting end.
Oh, yeah, you better believe that was a fitting end. Oh, my God, it was awesome.
You're watching it. Hector hadn't said I had to watch episode one, season
one. That's right.
One.
Just get to work. All right? You got nothing else to do. Let's go.
Well, it's official. Donald's attacking Hillary Clinton today as his official opening salvo in the campaign to the White House. He's seeking to refocus his presidential campaign and will paint Hillary Clinton as a failed Secretary of State who's out of step with Americans on trade and immigration. And it could be happening right now. It's scheduled for this morning at his hotel in New York.
Oh, hold on. I'm watching for it. Hold on.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. She said what?
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait. What else did you say? Hold on. I'm trying to do TiVo and this at the same time. Wait one second. Because what he's going to do is he's going to retort, not redact.
Yes.
He's going to retort some things. Something's feeding back in here. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Says Stephen Miller, a Trump policy advisor. Hillary Clinton had a 4-year tryout for the presidency as Secretary of State. She ran the State Department, and the world went up in flames. Everything took a nosedive except for Hillary Clinton's bank account.
Yeah!
Swelled to new heights.
He calls himself the king of debt, and his tax plan sure lives up to that name.
Oh! The thing is, Republican, Democrat, whatever, she just is, even she can't deliver zingers
I know,
good.
I know. Is that a good
He's one? The king of debt, and he is the king of debt. Nope.
He calls himself the king of debt, and his tax plan sure lives up to that name.
You know what? See, I mean, at least Herman Cain doesn't make a bit of sense, but what he's saying, Shucky Ducky, at least listening to him, like, Shucky Ducky, nah, yeah.
Shucky Ducky!
I mean, at least he's got some sort of energy. I'll tell you one thing.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
See what I mean? There's not, the delivery's just horrible.
Right. But and there's a new poll. I know how you love the polls.
So oh,
there's new,
yeah.
There's a new poll out from the Morning Consult, whoever they are. And
yeah, I like him even more when you don't even know where the polls are coming from, Buzz.
But it shows that 41% of Americans believe that Trump would do a better job of keeping the country safe, and only 37% favored Hillary. And it's just because Donald Trump seems like he knows, he seems like he knows what he's doing.
He does.
The poll also shows that Americans support Trump's proposal for a temporary ban on Muslims traveling to the U.S. 48% of those polled supported the idea. 40% opposed it.
Now, so when he talks about it or he does his retort to Hillary regarding this, we'll listen to it. He's in Soho, I guess, at his hotel. And he's going to come out. And, no, what other hotel would he go to?
Be funny if he did. Yeah,
go to,
to some other one.
To him. Hyatt. Shuggy-ducky now!
Shuggy-ducky!
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is going to the Democratic convention no matter what. They are preparing to crash next month's Democratic convention, demanding the party establishment take steps to reject corporate influence and reform in its nominating process. That's Bernie's army of insurgents. If the Democratic Party wants to put on a $50 million infomercial saying, hey, vote for us, without committing to make this the last corrupt billionaire-nominated voter suppression marred election, then we're going to crash that party, said Kai Newkirk, director of the Democracy Spring.
So both conventions are going to be rather exciting.
Yep.
Rather exciting.
And they're talking, like 100,000 people. For Bernie, going to that convention and tearing it up.
It's going to get nuts. It's going to get nuts. There's no question about it. 844-4JB-SHOW. Go ahead. Is it Ralph?
It is Ralph, yeah.
Oh, how are you, Ralph?
You know, yeah, I'm all right.
No, that's at least you're being honest. Ask me and I'll tell you the same thing. I'm all right, whatever.
Yeah, you know, who cares?
Right, who cares? But no, Ralph, I do care how you are.
Hillary hurts. Because when I listen to her, I just think of that movie. It was Mommy Dearest. Was it Mommy Dearest? I think it was Sybil, the one where the kid had like 150 personalities, where she'd give the kid some massive enema and then make her play the piano for hours. And behind her saying, hold your water, hold your water, hold your water. That's all I can think of when I listen to Hillary.
Well, I don't know what movie you're talking about, but I guarantee I'm getting it. What was it where they gave a kid an enema and made her play the piano? Was that,
I got to say
mother.
That. Where,
no, what? Wasn't that Mommy Dearest?
Mommy Dearest.
I think it was Sybil.
Oh, Sybil!
The kid had a bunch of personality disorders.
Yeah, it was Sybil.
115.
Yeah.
115 personality, Sybil. Thank you, Ralph. Hope you do better.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button. He shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
Yeah.
Shucky ducky now.
And Attorney General Loretta Lynch told Florida's LGBT community that the most effective weapon at America's disposal against the Islamic terrorism that is now pervading our atmosphere is, the weapon is, love.
Oh, just like Jerry Lewis was always saying. That's exactly right.
I mean, why are they putting her, this woman, through this? She had to go out with a redacted phone calls yesterday and flip-flop, and now she's telling people we've got to fight with love.
Love, yes. Let's, Bob Dylan, everyone in the world, let's stick together, people. Come on. Why can't we? Let's stick together. Come on, let's stick together. Why can't we stick together? Why can't love be a beautiful thing?
Well, to the LGB community, she says, we stand with you. The good in this world far outweighs the evil. Our common humanity transcends our differences, and our most effective response to terror is compassion, unity, and love.
Okay, then I love her. I love everything.
Ah, bullshit. You love everything. That's loving nothing.
All right. Same to you. They said, forget it. I don't love you. get out of here. Hillary, don't. Hillary, in a shucky ducky now. She thinks it's great.
Yeah.
I got a great gift for Gino, man. He's going to love it.
What?
Oh, it's just great. It's just the best gift in the world. It's a fake tongue. It's like a giant tongue.
For licking your cat?
Yes.
I saw it yesterday. I saw that.
Yeah, it's real.
I know.
I saw it along. I've had this to surprise Gina with, but I thought it was a joke. But it's really a brush. You know, for people that don't know, our Gino loves cats, and he got stood up at the altar. I'm going to try to paraphrase this in 10 seconds. And the lady that dumped him has some cats, and every once in a while he still goes over and babysits them. And a lot of listeners dubbed Gino Vagino. Because he still does that for his girlfriend. I don't know if he still does it. Anyway, it's a product that lets you, now this is not fake, lets you lick your cat.
With your tongue.
It's a brush that's shaped like a giant tongue. You put it in your mouth so you can brush your cat with a licking motion.
I mean, I think it fits right on your tongue.
On your tongue. Like if you want to look at the video.
Like a tongue extender.
Licky brush.
And it's like it extends like 6 inches.
Yeah.
And it's like huge.
See it? There it is. It's real.
I had to try. I couldn't watch it.
No. This is, if you did this in front of a human being, it's disgusting. Let you experience, finally, I love this line, finally, it lets you experience the joy of licking your cat, but in a productive and sanitary way.
Because apparently there's a whole segment of the population sitting around their house wishing that they could lick their cat.
Gino, have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
Would you ever, you love cats, would you ever get this brush?
No, I would never.
Never.
No.
But you wouldn't tell us if you did.
That's true.
That's what I think. You can do it in a productive, sanitary way. It's really a brush, so when you lick your cat, you're cleaning them. It's Licky, L-I-C-K-I. Look for yourself right now. You know you're not really working out there. LickyBrush.com. And listen to this ad for real.
Introducing Licky Brush. Cats groom each other as a form of social bonding. As a human, you're left out of this intimate ritual. With Licky Brush, you can now lick your cat back.
Brush. Lick your cat.
Wow. Gino, Merry Christmas in advance, because that is what you are getting.
But Gino
gets one.
But Gino.
Dang, it really gave me the creeps.
It's my creepy. Sad and lonely boy.
And I like cats.
It's time to.
Seems like even the cat, you know, would sense the insincerity of it.
It's creepy.
Look at you. Oh, look at you. Lick your cat like a cat.
It's creepy.
Yeah, maybe the cat doesn't sense. Maybe the cat is asking that. Hey, wait a minute. Why are you. What's going on here, man?
It's creepy.
Why are you. Hey, I don't need you. I can lick myself. I don't need you be licking up on me.
And if you're going to lick up on me, how about using your actual tongue?
Yeah, use your real tongue. If you really love me, the cat's That's probably right. saying, if you really love me as a cat, Gino, you would lick me with your own tongue.
Flesh on fur.
Flesh on fur was one of the porn movies that Gino was in. And he was not bad in it.
It's creepy.
It was a little creepy, yeah. It was, oh, yeah. If you don't believe me, go ahead. Give it to someone for a birthday, a cat lover. Give it to someone. Go get it right now. What does it cost? What's the cost of this thing? L-I-C-K-I brush. LickyBrush.com. What does it cost?
Can't be mine.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, get this. For $35, you can get an automatic, an animatronic cat tail powered by 4 AA batteries. You can put it in your pants, and the back of your pants, this is another real thing.
No.
Go to ThinkGeek. But I want to know how much this thing costs. But go to ThinkGeek. You swish back. You get an animatronic cat tail powered by 4 AA batteries. You swish it back and forth as it hangs from the back of your pants. Oh, Gino, Merry Christmas. When's your birthday, Gino? When is it?
March.
Your lie is probably tomorrow. I'm getting you the animatronic cat tail and the licky brush so you can lick your cat. Well, he probably already does it with his own tongue. To your heart's content.
But Gino,
Do you ever sit there watching your cat lick yourself and think, I mean himself, and think, man, I wish I could get in on that?
No.
Then, of course not. Then Licky Brush is for you. Oh, my Lord.
Your heart with joy. Look at you. Oh, look at you. So warm, so sweet, so shy. Look at her. Oh, look at her. A fighting hot blonde with those warm and creamy thighs. Vagino.
866-JBV-MAIL.
Meow. Meow.
Hello?
Meow. Gino. Meow.
Hello?
Meow. I'm lonely, Gino. Meow. Meow. Gino. Meow. Stay with me, Gino. Meow. I'm lonely. Meow. You loser.
866-JBV-MAIL.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive Plus? They're letting everyone try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. 800-281-8770. You heard right. A risk-free free trial of Proactive Plus, two free gifts, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. You'll get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. That's 800-281-8770. One more time, ready? 800-281-8770.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. Brandmeier.
All right, Donald Trump stepped to the podium, delivering his anti-Clinton attack speech. I believe he's in his hotel there in Soho. Let's go to this. Hold on 1 second.
Today I'd like to share my thoughts about the stakes in this upcoming and very important election. People have asked me why I'm running for president. I built an amazing business that I love, and I get to work side by side with my children every single day. We come to work together and turn visions into reality. We think big, and then we make it happen. We absolutely make it happen. I love what I do, and I am grateful beyond words to the nation that has allowed me to do it. So when people ask me why I am running, I very quickly answer, I'm running to give back to this country, which has been so very good to me.
Just heard him say
when something. I see the crumbling roads and bridges, or the dilapidated airports, or the factories moving.
Hey, Buzz, without looking at Donald Trump, teleprompter or no teleprompter?
I'm going to say teleprompter.
That is correct.
And what color tie?
Red, of course. Red, of course. His hair looks good today. It does not look like an abandoned nest or a decomposing ear of corn.
Give it time.
These are the descriptions, of course, from the Washington Post about Trump's hair over the last 30 years. Here we go. Back to you, Donald Trump, because I just heard him go nuts on Hillary a second ago.
Mexico, or to other countries for that matter. I know these problems can all be fixed, but not by Hillary Clinton, only by me.
Okay.
There we go.
The fact is, we can come back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Everywhere I look, I see the possibilities our country could be. But we can't solve any of these problems by relying on the politicians who created the problems themselves. We'll never be able to fix a rigged system by counting on the same people who have rigged it in the first place. The insiders wrote the rules of the game to keep themselves in power and in the money. That's why we're asking Bernie Sanders voters to join our movement, so together we can fix the system for all Americans so important.
Yeah! Bernie's in. How about that, Hillary?
Donald Trump has said he's qualified to be president because of his business record. A few days ago, he said, and I quote, "I'm going to do for the country what I did for my business." So let's take a look at what he did for his business. He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
Ooh, shuck a ducking now. He wants Bernie in.
One thing about Bernie, he doesn't give up. He doesn't give up. Right? Crazy Bernie.
I think someone's screwed his mic up there. All right, there's Trump, anti-Hillary speech. And the fight goes on.
It's Johnny B.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. They may be the minority, but Democrats are taking control of the House with a protest that has lasted since about lunchtime. They're demanding that House Republican leaders allow a vote on reforms to gun laws before they go on holiday break. House Democrats chanted, "No bill, no break," as House Speaker Paul Ryan tried to gavel the House into session. Democrats promised to stay until they got a vote on guns. They even brought their pillows. House Speaker Paul Ryan is asked about Donald Trump's comment that we know very little about Hillary Clinton's religion.
Next question. I got nothing for you today, man. Nice try.
In a campaign speech in New York Wednesday, Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton is in the pocket of Wall Street lobbyists.
Together, she and Bill made $153 million giving speeches to lobbyists, CEOs, and foreign governments in the